You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics.
No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm wondering, do you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life?
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Hey, we here. Oh, that's not a fart.
It was a cleave.
That was pretty fucking intense right there. Whatever that was. Whatever that mojo was coming out of my butthole.
Woo.
We're back. We have the old Deepu fade.
Yo.
His beautiful camera work. Welcome to the YKWD live broadcast on Tuesday. Oh shit!
Show broke.
Did it go down?
Yeah.
It went down.
Yeah, I just ended the broadcast.
Did you really?
Oh my god!
Stream dun, to file output unfinished. Closing.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics.
No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm wondering, do you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life?
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Oh, look at it. Look, Norman on the fucking long neck bass, baby.
Oh, yeah.
What's up? Okay, we had a little malfunction. Deepu. Got excited. What the fuck happened?
Classic nerd move.
From reminding me of Freaks and Geeks.
We don't know what that is.
Yeah, sorry about that. I dropped a water bottle on the keyboard.
Yep.
And it was the button for end broadcast, apparently.
Wow.
I have news on Will.
Yeah,
he's coming. He's problems with his bike.
Oh shit!
Why are you no thought wheel? Why are you no thought?
You're over here.
It's the Haitian sensation.
We like to keep the black dude next, in between the two white dudes.
Yeah,
the two Jewish guys. I'm not Jewish.
I wish.
All right. Well,
I'd say I'd be doing better, but look at Louis.
Proof that Jews don't control the media. My career.
Not the media. They do control a lot of Metro cards. That wasn't that good.
I don't
know. Why are you sweating like a... I'm sorry.
Like a Jew in an audit.
It's horrible. Sweat's mixed with Rogaine. It's dripping in my eyes.
That's a real Rogaine ad right there.
I'd love to see you have hairy eyelids in a few months.
You're going to have my eyebrows soon.
Yeah, what? Did
good
you,
visual joke.
You're on camera.
I know.
Yeah, it's good.
For the 13
really do,
people.
You do have Metzger Muppet eyebrows.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, shit. Yeah, wow.
That was Big J's opening joke at his roast. He was like, Metzger had to leave, but we left Mayu with his eyebrows. No one knows who I am. That's a terrible opening joke. It was a terrible opening joke to this podcast, too.
Are you Mayu?
Yeah.
Oh! Joking.
Oh, man. All right, so, Scope, we'll go around the room and introduce everybody.
I think we all know we got Rob Mayu in the room in Canada.
Sure.
Yay. Are you still in Canada?
I just sold my place. I'm here, like, I'm setting up a room here and everything. I'm fucking making
a comedy
transition.
Room.
I'm not just setting up a room. like for brooms or anything. Yeah, a comedy room.
So you set up a room here?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, oh, look how excited you got. Yeah. Another shit room I get to work.
Yeah.
Some fucking alpha male with tattoos. Bitch me out all the time.
I need a father.
That's all we need is another fucking Louis Gomez.
You used to call me Better Louis.
Yeah, I used to call him Better Louis. Hey, so you sold your condo.
Yeah.
You had two of them, right?
Yeah.
And you sold both of them in Toronto.
Still have nothing, but yeah.
Right, and now you're coming down here. You're just going to rent the pad.
Yeah.
With your girl, right?
Yeah, I bring a girl.
Is she from Canada, too?
Yeah. She's in musical theater, though, so she has something to try to live for here, too, which is nice. So.
Right. Yeah, we'll live for career-wise.
Yeah.
There's hope.
Yeah, fail it.
On many
fail
levels.
She has a shot.
Yeah, but she has shitty taste in men.
Sure.
Fucking
sure.
Definitely daddy issues.
We met at the show with you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. She thought you were a merchant marine.
the Canadian rattlesnake.
Actually, Lewis calls me the Canadian cobra, which doesn't have a nearly as impressive sound as a rattlesnake.
I get the alliteration. Mm.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's a bike tire with a hole in it.
I'm the most effeminate snake.
Sound like a balloon float. Yeah. Fuck me. Okay, I almost got it. I was a self-deprecating one, too.
Ah.
I was going to call it a fucking pool float when I get on it. Hey, it still worked. I think it was the sound you guys were looking for.
Yeah, I like that.
I was confused.
I don't have the confidence to give you the bandana, either. I don't feel that's my place yet.
Oh, believe me. Yo. There he is.
Hey,
would you 12 gear break? All right, settle down. Calm down.
Anybody know how to fix the bike chain?
Yeah, we do. Go to a bike store and have a guy fix it. That's how you fix it. Put your headphones on. Put your helmet on, too. Can you? Does your helmet have a hat in it?
I'm with this shit on because my fucking bike don't work.
We can't hear you because you're not talking on the microphone. Apparently, you're touring fucking Australia. You lost how to talk into a microphone. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
You look like you just got to America.
What's this guy's name?
How is it that you rode a bike here and you're less sweaty than Katz is?
Yeah, that's Rogaine.
Because he's been sitting next to black people on the train, so he gets sweaty when he's around black people.
Wow.
Where the handkerchief?
It's a bandana. It's not. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I accept the handkerchief. I accepted it. You know what I'm saying? When I mess up, I do a bad joke, I accept the handkerchief.
He wrote fucking handkerchief tracker. Show him that. Can you show him that without shutting the podcast down again?
I don't know.
This motherfucker wrote handkerchief for you. Son of a bitch.
That's not how you spell handkerchief.
How do you
spell
That's how I want you to spell it.
All right, who else?
Spell it the way you spell.
Spelt. Spelt. Who's next, Scobo?
Mark Norman's here.
Hey.
Hating Jews.
Good to be back.
You hate the Jews?
No, I wish I was. I'm envious. Well, not of that one, but I'm envious.
It's funny. It's funnier because you're sweating.
Yes.
You're sweating like shit.
I wish it would stop. It just won't stop.
And you got like summer clothes on.
Yeah,
I know,
man.
You got
a V-neck.
Right.
I'm probably hairier than everyone here, so that's
you're
what it
like
is.
You're just like Bill Murray and meatballs.
I'll be your camp counselor.
All right, what are you going to do?
You just messed up his good joke.
So I didn't see the movie yet. Are you in the movie?
I got cut out.
You
fuck.
You did not.
You're on the DVD.
I hope I'm on the DVD, but Norton got cut out and Metzger and me got cut out. Brutal. Wow. I would kill to be a part of this.
Was it funny?
It was pretty funny, yeah.
Tell us the scene.
Basically, Schumer and her friend are at a bar hammered, and I hit on her, and I'm like a Wall Street douche. You know, I'm like, hey, what's shaking, baby? And I like hit on her, and she like I buy her a bunch of drinks, and she walks out on me.
Yeah, they cut it out. Yeah, I see.
All right, but I was also trying to be Judd Apatow. Is terrifying on set. By the way, I've talked about this.
Why?
Because he wants you to. He's like, you're a comedian, you're a writer, be funny. And I'm like, this is my first major movie set. I'm already terrified. I memorized the lines. That was hard enough. Now you want me to ad lib and shit? I couldn't do it. I choked.
If you could have done it, you would have been on the Saturday Night Live right now.
But you're probably right.
Yeah.
That's what people
I think he's fucking great.
He's a great guy.
I know, but I mean, I love that he. Yeah. I hate when they're like, just say your fucking line.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The fact that he
wasn't
ready. Freedom.
He was, you're right. I wasn't
he was
ready.
Yelling out great stuff. He was yelling out, you know, say this. He was coming up with lines to say. Along with stuff that I was saying.
Yeah. Are you in it too?
I have one line.
But it's a laugh line, which is nice.
Yeah, you got a big laugh.
Yeah, it's a laugh line. And you know, I couldn't be happier for Amy.
Yeah.
Because it is the number one comedy in the country right now.
Yeah.
Easily.
And it's she put everybody in it.
Mm-hmm.
As she put everybody in it, and you can't control what gets cut or who gets cut. Yeah, I mean, they have to do whatever they have to do to make the movie the best movie it can possibly be.
Totally,
first.
Totally.
So, you know, some things, some people got cut, some people didn't. I mean, I did a million lines. That one made it, which
right.
is great. And Jed was fucking. I think he.
Judd.
Judd, sorry. Jed.
Jed.
No, I'm
you
talking about the
Jed.
Father from the Clampets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was a friend of mine.
Texas T.
Once told me.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you improv. I don't know if you know this, the improv that whole show.
Oh, wow.
Beverly Hills, that whole thing. Yeah, that song he made up on the fly.
What song is this? What show is this?
Oh, God.
Hey, Perfect Strangers.
It's a white thing.
Beverly Hillbillies.
They ain't proud of that whole show.
Wow. Right. I wish there was a dumb bandana.
You should get it.
What?
That was not that funny. That was not that funny.
To us it was, because you're stupid. I know. That was the... what, is that sad?
Well, I feel like you're faking it. You're a smart guy. Is this a shtick?
Did they improv the whole Beverly Hills Bill?
That's not a shtick, by the way.
Okay,
definitely.
All right, well.
how do you feel now?
Yeah, try to be a bleeding heart.
How's your white guilt now?
It's an all-time high.
Of course, we have Mark Norman, and then we have the beautiful
Will's back.
Yeah,
yo, what's up,
Will Sylvan?
You were like 6 months in Australia, right?
Four months.
What is that?
Wow. Jesus.
It was dope, man. It was dope.
I don't know what that. Did you have a time machine and go back to the '80s and pick up some slang?
Hanky sheaf time. Put that in your mouth.
Dude, first of all, I don't think it was that bad. It was just a little wordy. Okay? No, I just kept going with it. And if he wasn't so hot.
Hold on. Say it again.
I can forget it. It was so bad.
No.
I swear to God, I don't remember
it. You went back in time machine. And then you pick up old slang. Go ahead. Say it again.
No, I'm not getting the bomb down twice. What happened to your hands when you were out there?
I was freaking my bike hands? My bike chain. Freaking pop.
No, why are they so small?
So my dick look big.
You got a huge dick. Usually, that proves that the whole size of your hands is not true. You have a small pecker.
Those aren't small.
I mean, small hand.
Yeah. That is true.
Look at everybody got insulted. They were like,
my hands are way smaller. Look at that. Way
and you're
smaller.
Doing all right. You got a decent rod.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I read about it on a blog.
So you were in Australia for how long?
4 months.
Why did you go? What does 4 months?
They had a few festivals. The Canberra Festival.
What is it called?
Canberra, the city of Canberra, is the capital of Australia.
Canberra.
Look it up. You know what I'm saying?
Canberra.
Yeah, Canberra. No outside the United States. No some shit other than where you live. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Why are you? I've been outside of the States with you, dumbass. With you on
Where?
The road. We did Canada, went to Bermuda, I've been to Australia.
Canada's not outside the United States.
I've been to fucking Guatemala.
It's not really?
You need a passport.
I'm Canadian.
Yeah, no, that is outside of the United States.
That's still like here, man.
No, it's not. It's North America. It's a part of North America, but it's not us. It's you need a passport. You can't just walk in.
You need
it.
A passport because it's a law, but you could go. You could sneak.
Yeah, that's how other countries work. There's laws that are different. You dumb. Do you want to call him smart still?
All right, I'm trying to be your lawyer. The defense rests.
So you
and then I went from Canberra to the Melbourne Comedy Festival, which was a month. I did the entire festival. Then I went to Sydney Comedy Festival, and then I did the road show. The road show. I did Brisbane. I did Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Yeah, Brisbane.
Yep. Dude, I'm not. I'm really not hearing you. I'm not trying to catch you in saying.
Brisbane.
Dude, I'm not trying to catch you in will talk. I'm just not hearing you.
Aubrey.
Right, maybe I am trying to. All right, good.
You're, Adelaide.
Yes.
Calgoorlie.
I said that right.
Calgoorlie.
I don't know what you said though.
Margaret River.
Right.
I can't. It's a gang of cities.
A gang of cities.
Is this a speech impediment, a stutter, or an accent, or is it all three?
It's your shirt. Your shirt is a mess.
What?
Wait a minute.
Hang on one second.
I think it's Tourette's, actually.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Because I've never noticed it before.
I have a lazy tongue and then
a
little
tongue.
Bit of Haitian accent.
Uh-huh.
And then some dumbness sprinkled on top. Sorry.
Shirt is a mess.
That should be your flag. they liked it. So you go... Let me ask you.
Oh boy.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So you went to do one, and then they saw you, or did you go to do 4 months? Did no. someone see you? We love you so much.
Last year I did so well. They said come back this year
and do all four.
And then they also the Melbourne International Comedy Festival has a road show that goes on from May all the way to September. And I'm like, yo, I want to do it for like at least 2 months. And like, yeah, we'll give you a lot of dates. And I perform almost just about every day.
Good money.
They give you a per diem. Ooh, pay for everything.
Love that.
Is that and Just for Laughs or Melbourne? Or is that the comedy festival?
Just for Laughs is a whole different festival.
Okay, so they have a festival over there too, right?
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Right. So,
and then they have a road show.
How did you hook up with this person?
They saw me last year when I did the headliner show.
What's the headliner show?
It's a show. It's almost like they put 4 comics on and you'll do 20 minutes.
Wow, that's great.
It's like the easiest.
Do they
show.
Fly you out there?
They fly you out. They put business class.
Business class?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Nice.
Just for Laughs wanted to fly me out, coach. And I just couldn't do it.
It's because your size physically. Don't like this. You know.
Coach doesn't make sense.
Huh?
Oh, do I want to fly first class because of my size?
Yeah.
What, I wouldn't fit in coach?
I didn't say that.
You kind of did.
I did, but you missed it.
All right, that's fine.
I would kill for that coach seat. I would love to go to Montreal.
You can.
The grass is always greener.
I want to be invited.
You've never been to Montreal?
I've been twice, but I want to go every year.
I do
so
too.
You've been there.
I've been twice. I'm just saying. I would love to go this year.
You turned them down?
Stop yelling. Stop yelling at me. Yeah, I turned,
you turned them down?
I turned down the Australian one.
You turned down
Hang
Australia?
On. Stop it. Stop it. Stop yelling.
I can't wait till my career get that.
Stop
I'm saying
it.
No to
right.
People.
No, I couldn't. There was something else involved, too.
Hey, that's the point, Bobby.
What?
That you got shit going on and you turn this shit down.
It was when I didn't have shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
What? I heard you're up for a SAG award.
Huh?
Is that true?
What?
I heard you're up for some award.
SAG. No, his titty sags.
All right, that was it.
All right, look me up and see if I'm on a SAG award.
Just a picture of his tits pop up. Oh man, that's what I heard. I don't. Maybe that's the. I read that in the same blog. I read that Louis had a big dick. So who knows?
Well, now bringing that back. Thank you for the segue.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Louis Katz is back on the show.
What's
Woo!
Up? Yeah.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Good.
What are we? A fucking morning zoo show?
Auga.
So you.
Hold on. Are you just gonna let that go by?
Auga.
I like that's a morning
sound.
Show.
That's a morning zoo.
He's doing a morning zoo show.
Morning
he's
zoo with, shows are like when you're on the road, you have to do radio. From a nobody, I did that.
You got slammed by a nobody from. Canada.
Canadian Cobra.
I'm Rob.
What's up?
Nice to meet you, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they introduce you?
You were just late. Yeah, we were here.
You were late. Yeah.
Oh, y'all went this way?
Yeah. Black comics always miss the first introduction.
That's not true. I'm always on
you're
time.
You're always late.
I know you lying ass.
Scopo.
Scopo.
Will, you're always late.
Oh!
Will, I called you and texted you twice today and no response. I'm like, I guess Will's not coming.
I didn't reply your text, but I'm always on time. What are you talking about? Look at the records.
Hang on, 1 second. Let's go to the YKW filing cabinet.
Yeah.
Didn't you
hold on,
records?
hold on.
Look
take
at the shit.
No, that was good. That was a
you gotta act like that was regular conversation.
First of all, the mics work. You don't need to scream.
Louis sweating again because he thinks there's records.
That was good.
Records.
Listen, that was a theme joke. I was going along with. You gotta cut them some slack.
Say it again.
I'm not doing. Listen.
Same with the Auga. That's a theme.
Yes. Louis, so you have a big dick.
Yeah.
How big is it?
It's just slightly above average in length, but it's got some nice girth.
What's
to it.
Average?
But you're a little guy,
yeah,
which helps it look bigger.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got?
I got I say it's 5 5/8.
Average?
5 5/8.
Wait a minute. Wait, what?
That's a quarter of Will's dick.
It's thick. I would kill myself if I had that dick. It's a good dick.
And the career.
At this point, all I got is the dick. And
no, come on, man. You're doing good. Where are you at now? Where are you, in L.A.?
Hold on. Let's address this 5 5/8.
I really do want to talk about the eights.
That's 5 5/8. Well folded.
Round up or round down?
Right.
It's like I'm between sizes.
Only time you count the eight is when it's small. No one count of eight when you got 10 or 12.
I don't have 10 or 12. I got 5 5/8. You're husky.
Yeah. Is that wide too?
Yeah, he's wide.
It's wide
five
and it's also
wide.
It's wide and it also curves up.
Ooh.
So I got it's good.
Curving
it's
up is a nice.
It's a good dick. Yeah. I'm just gonna say.
Is that, so you can hit the male G spot in your asshole. Just,
exactly. I just like to milk dudes. You know.
I need a good milking.
I'm not jumping in that one. There's two jokes in that one for me.
Let's see those udders.
I'm up for an udder award. Hey, so Will, that bums you out. You think 5 5/8 is bullshit?
What's average? Because I thought 5 inches
four.
Was average.
I think four and a half.
No, it's like
4 and a half.
It's like five.
I thought 5 or 6 was
I
average.
I thought 5 and something was average. Yeah.
No, four inches
six
is average.
Is, really? 6 is average.
No, it's not. No, it's like 5 and something.
First
like
of all,
five and 1/3 centimeter.
Ain't no way 4 is average.
Hang
4 is small.
Hang on.
Never have we talked over each other more.
I know. Can we shut the fuck up? I'm gonna find out right now. Okay, so we're gonna have Deepu go on the World Wide Web.
Stupid, look it up.
And he's going to look up the average size dick, and we're going to know. So you don't have to fucking... We're all doctors here. Like, we know. We don't. Okay? His dick might be over above average.
It's slightly above average in length. Certainly above average in width.
With the eighth, right?
Yeah. that helps. Every eighth hand.
You're like a
counts.
Kid. I'm 4 1/4.
Norman, you got a regular pecker, right?
I'm a solid medium.
What's that? Now we gotta look up what medium is.
Well, you throw off the curve. Let me just say that right now.
Not
right.
Curve.
Louis throws off the curve. You throw off the average.
I think Rob's got a big piece too, right?
I'm all right, but I'm not as thick as it could be thicker. I'm decent
thin
length.
One?
It's not thin, but it's just not like you know.
You got
I could be girthier for like as big a dude as I am, sort of. You know.
I could too. I could be girthier. Yeah. But I got veins for days.
your dick looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger's arm.
Well, that width, but yeah.
I'm a little off today.
It looks like his arms now.
Right, here we go.
According to menshealth.com, when erect, the average penis swells to 5.2 inches in length.
There you go.
Wow.
Right. I'm doing better.
Average. 5 1/8. Sure. I'm above, slightly above
I'm
average.
I'm above average, too.
I'm above average, yeah.
But y'all nice. Thought 4 inches would happen. My 4 inches
only
is...
Only Bobby was 5 4 inches.
What do you got, Bobbo?
Sometimes I'm above average.
Depends on the weather.
Depends on the dress he's wearing.
Depends on the stomach.
Sure, how tight I close my eyes when I'm fucking my wife.
But they say it. It's funny. We all go length, but it's really about the width. The width is what's important.
Width.
I got a nice one.
I have enormous balls. I like really enormous. I know
nothing except to
I got
trannies.
Small balls.
I
got like
big
I like
balls.
M&M balls.
Me too. I'm with you.
I think balls actually do contribute. They give a little, they knock it on the asshole while you're fucking them.
Yeah, girls always say they like it, but I just feel like that's just they're being a good sport.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah.
A girl had to, when she was sucking my balls, she went and had to go near touch my taint to get to my balls.
Yeah, I don't have that.
You get recessed balls?
My balls are really small.
Yeah, because his dick took up all the skin.
Right.
The dick took up all the nut skin.
Sometimes I get like ball camel toe in the back if I'm not careful. Like that's how much extra ball.
In the ball back
I
of your pants?
Back? Whoa.
I got a lot of ball rocking.
Rear
camel toe?
Your balls, I feel like when you go to the bathroom, just reach the toilet?
Guys, stop talking over each other. Jesus Christ. You guys are fucking assholes. Are you listening to yourselves? Turn up your headphones, please.
Is he the leader?
Yeah, no, I'm not the leader. I'm just trying to tell you that people are listening and they're not going to be able to hear you. And then I get the emails going, dude, everybody talks over each other. Fuck this show, dude. I'm going back to one-man interviews.
Wait, are you
that
calling
the only
yourself?
Character you got?
I don't know if that one got in.
I'm really getting a pounding today. I like it.
I cut you off there, Will. Sorry.
I was saying, what they said about the SAG Awards.
It's fucking Deepu.
There was nothing about SAG Awards in Robert
Nothing
Kelly.
About
I heard you got up for something. I don't know. I heard you were up for something. I felt like.
I was put in the running for an Emmy nomination.
Uh-huh.
But I did not get you. But I've been up for it a bunch of times.
Okay.
They put 200 people, one from every show. Or two from every show gets up. Can that be closed, please?
Mm-hmm. I see.
You know, and then it gets down to the 5 or 6 people that they pick.
Okay.
But yeah, like you. But you know, the odds are ridiculous. Here's how ironic it is that the one I was in, Louis actually got nominated for the category I was in for another show Saturday Night Live. So the guy show I was in and got nominated, he got nominated for another show.
Not his show.
So I was going up against Louis in some way,
shit.
And he actually got picked.
Right.
Which is great. But
what was the category?
I think it was guest something or whatever the
guest
fuck.
Guest appearance.
Yeah, guest appearance comedy. But, yeah, I mean, it's cool to see your name with all those other fucking people.
Yeah.
That's cool. And it would be, I mean, holy shit to ever get. Imagine if that, if someone just, we like that guy.
Yeah.
Well, who, you know, whatever. If you snuck in somehow.
Hell yeah.
And then.
An Emmy sitting right there. How crazy would that be?
Oh, no. This I'd be done with the show. Scopo would be sitting right here.
And these chairs would be empty. That's funny.
Yeah, but Florentine was up for one, too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Best voice in comedy.
Yeah. How do I can't do it. No, I don't like it. Fuck hamburgers. Why would you eat that shit?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you don't do that. Fuck the Giants. Fuck the Giants.
Yeah, do what's it, do
Artie
what
Lang?
You call it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost similar to...
Do Artie Lang playing Batman, if he was Batman.
Yeah, listen. Hey, it's Artie Lang. Fucking guy. I'm not gonna fight crime. I don't. I can't put this cowl on anymore. Too fat. Chris Cotton's over here eating all my fucking food over in fucking Hasbro Heights. I used to work for Howard.
That had no
now
Batman.
Now I'm fighting crime over here with fucking R2 fucking Deepu Indian kid. The only reason I like him is I like those fluffy pastries his mother's makes.
Nicely done.
By the way, can I say I've only listened like since Deepu's been on. I expected him to look a lot more Indian than he does.
Yeah, I blend in pretty good, don't I?
Yeah, it's not nearly as like
the
Indian.
Taliban.
Whatever you want.
He blends in with.
Wait a minute!
What the fuck?
I didn't say he blends in.
Didn't you shoot those guys in Tennessee?
Oh,
thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chief.
There's a too soon.
Soon.
We're changing the bomb bandana to the too soon bandana.
Well, it could be a bomb.
Hold on, give it back. Hold on, give it back to him. Give it back to Bobby.
I'll take it for a minute. I don't. He's had it too long.
Hey, can you stop screaming at me, please? Why? What did you? Is that what you had?
You changed it to the bomb banner to the two silver.
You know what? Give it back. You know what? He's absolutely right. You know what?
With the two silver.
All right, we get it. You're right. When you act,
are you kidding me?
All right. When you did the act out, you made sense. First of all, did they not on the tour? You did they not use microphones? Why are you so loud? Yeah, it's still here. What are you
going to
say?
That too soon. Is that the too soon?
First of all, that was a real question. That wasn't a question. Can I turn my fan this way? Are
yeah,
you
sure.
Cooled
yeah,
off?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm dried
okay,
out.
Okay, good.
Dried thank
out.
You.
Dried yeah, out. Yeah. I really was asking how...
You were not asking. You were making a joke.
I was making a joke. All right. Were the shows amazing?
By the way, yes. I had a friend that was over in Australia doing the festivals as well, and he said that you were doing really great. So
oh, yeah. Everybody
yeah.
said
Evan,
that, though.
Evan Demery. You probably didn't meet him. He's nothing. But he said you were doing well.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
Yeah.
That's a great festival, man. I mean, a lot of people do well. Like, it's just a great festival. People love comedy. The city's awesome.
I want to go, too. Who do we get in touch with? Tell the festival that I want to go.
Susan is the she one. She knows you.
Does she like me?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because, dude, I talked to her. I saw her do the freaking YKWD. YKWD.
God.
You're reading
Y2K
it.
Y2K.
How does it fuck you by reading it? How does that make it worse?
YKWD.
It's right there.
Imagine you on a seeing eye chart. Just trying to name that shit.
He's using my podcast to oil fucking fences up. Well, what? What's that stuff you use?
You see what I'm saying?
Mark, step out of it, Mark, I'm sorry.
Blacked out.
I just put Mark into a shitty joke coma. Oh,
forgot where I was.
Oh, my God, I suck.
I didn't know what to do. I panicked.
Oh, shit. God, that was funny.
Oh, that is funny. You laugh like an evil villain.
Will scares
he
me.
He looks like an evil villain.
Looks like a warlord.
He really does look like a warlord. He looks like the second warlord in a video game. Like level 2.
He's the guy in the video game burning a CVS. I'm too soon, Norman, here.
Not even too soon, just wrong.
Oh, come on, it's comedy. Don't get PC on me, Deepak Chopra.
So, fuck me.
This is a, right, so a
lot
riot.
Of, a lot of things happened over the week. Rob actually is here from Canada. You've been trying to move here for a long time.
Yeah,
and now you finally did.
What part of Canada?
Toronto. I'm from Windsor originally, though, right across from Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah, beautiful. It's not even safe Detroit. It's our Detroit, really. Mm. It's a shithole. Mm-hmm. But shout out to Windsor.
Did it bleed over to Windsor?
Yeah, because we designed Windsor after Detroit because it's like it's our automotive capital. It's like they used to call it Tijuana North because the whole idea is like weed was kind of legal, prostitution was legal, you could drink at 19, or strippers get fully naked. So it was all about. It was a great party town because all the 19-year-olds. What year was it?
When it was crazy and fun.
Oh, before 9/11. 9/11 fucked Windsor over pretty bad.
For real?
Yeah, it's weird to think about that, but like it became way harder for Americans just to casually come over across the border.
So the strippers couldn't get fully naked because of 9/11?
No, they could still get fully naked. It wasn't like they don't wear burkas now. They didn't win. Well, okay. All right, I'll take that.
Wait, what about the Canadian car industry? Do you guys have cars?
Make
cars?
Hang on one second. Yeah. I don't let Canadians touch that. That's American
I'll
comics.
Take it. Yeah. Yeah, we make cars. We just make your cars. Oh, okay. We just do it in Canada.
Thanks.
Yeah,
well, they're not our cars. They're fucking Japanese cars.
Sure. But yeah, we have a lot of Ford plants and stuff.
So you're up in, but here's the thing. You're up in Toronto, and you're pretty much running the shit, right?
I mean, I guess. But
you had a lot of shit going on. You knew everybody. You had all these shows. Yeah.
But it's just the ceiling's so fucking low, you know?
You know Dave Mahaj?
Yeah, Mahaj. Yeah. He's from Windsor, too, actually. Yeah, we're from the same hometown.
I did a headline show with him last year. That's how I got discovered for the festival.
Okay,
Melbourne.
How me and Norm are going to get discovered?
Performed in front of Suzanne last night, or Susan.
She's here?
She's in New York now.
No, she was. She went to Montreal.
What the fuck?
She was at the Cellar.
Does she not like me?
Dude, Bobby, you could get in anywhere. What are you talking about?
Well, how can I get in anywhere?
Because you're Bobby freaking Brown.
I'm not. I'm actually not.
He's very
pale.
And
he couldn't get in anywhere either at this point.
But you got a show on the air right now. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that for a second.
Your show is on the air because you couldn't talk about it last time.
I couldn't talk about it when you were here, but now...
4 months ago.
It's
5 months.
It's on the fucking... It aired, man, and it got fucking huge ratings.
Oh, great.
That's good.
It was great ratings live. Unbelievable. And then the 3 day, there's 3 day and 7 day and 9 day DVR now is the way they count all that. And the 3 day DVR are huge numbers, like fucking huge. So live was amazing. 3 day DVR was fucking great. So we're in business, man. We just got to get people still watch it. We're going to keep them tuned in, you know. And the pilot, you know, it's always the worst of all the shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's all, you know, set up. It's all who's this, what's happening, blah, blah, blah.
Y'all get into your characters.
Yeah.
Too.
So, and it was, but it was a good pilot. You know, it was, as far as pilot goes, it was real funny. Had some great moments. Leary was hilarious in it. But next week's episode is way funnier.
Episode 2 is hilarious.
He came to the premiere.
Oh, cool.
Oh, only one episode aired so far?
One episode, Thursday night. Thursday night at 10 o'clock FX. But yeah, he came to the premiere, and it was. It was like the first episode was good.
It was a little slower setting it up, introducing the characters, and then episode 2 was fucking hilarious.
Episode 2 just gets right in. And I love it, too, because it doesn't end. They don't end on happy notes. You know, it doesn't solve everything at the end.
Right.
A lot of the times it's just worse, but it's better for some, you know what I mean?
Right, like Breaking Bad.
It's not that crazy, no. The show, believe it or not, the show's real easy to watch. I like TV like that, too. Look, I love Mr. Robot and, you know, I like shows that are hard to keep up with, True Detectives. You have to really fucking like them. To really follow along because they're hard to keep up. What happened? What's the slow scenes? That fucking broad in the bar that sings those depressing songs.
Season of True Detective. It's 47 sad people in the fucking show. Everyone's playing Matthew McConaughey from last season.
It
sucks. I don't know why anyone's defending this season. It blows. Sorry to derail this, but I've been passionate.
No, you don't
have
to derail my fucking show. They've been waiting my whole career. Finally on a fucking show. A series ready. Fucking opened up huge. No, let's talk about another show. Bigger number. You fucking twat from Canada. No, I'm kidding.
Windsor. From Windsor.
I agree with you. I think, look, I like Vince Vaughn. I love what he's doing. I love it. I love that he's playing And I love the girl too. She's always the
Canadian.
Yeah, I'm quirky and funny and the romantic lead. She was in The Notebook.
Yeah.
She was in with Vince Vaughn.
Who was she in The Notebook?
The chick.
In the
Wedding Crasher. Wedding Crasher.
She was the girl in Wedding Crasher with Vince Vaughn.
Rachel McAdams.
Yep.
She was the main chick in the Notebook.
Yeah.
I love that girl.
I feel like I have James Brown on. Love that girl. Who? Mahoney. My bike broken. Ain't he gonna fit in?
I don't know. About
come back to Australia sometime soon. Tootie.
Careful. Will looks like an angry refugee.
Hey, I'm not angry. I'm happy to have some. Sorry. That's my Aunt James Brown. No relation.
I'm just looking at his face.
He's not angry. That's his face.
Oh, that's his face. Okay.
That's him trying to think of something.
I think your cock took some brain, too. With the ball skin.
Uh-huh.
I've been sitting on that one for an hour.
Yeah, I think True Detectives is, it is depressing. Everybody is sad, but it's starting to pick up a little bit.
There's three episodes left.
I know. It's starting to pick up. Yeah. I know. It wasn't, look, what they did last year was amazing.
Yeah.
So to top that is fucking hard.
But I was talking about this with Scholes last night. Was it amazingly, like, was the story amazing, or was it just Matthew McConaughey put on an acting clinic and that was what was carried the season?
Well, no, Matthew McConaughey, but also Woody Harrelson.
And Woody Harrelson.
The story was amazing because the serial killer aspect of it, the finding this one guy and finding out who's doing all this fucking tragic shit, and it goes from here to here to see these people start out young and fresh. And there was almost a superhero vibe to McConaughey. He could do weird shit, or he had this calmness about it. So it was acting, it was the story, it was the characters. And there wasn't that many people, though. It was two guys.
Yeah.
Now you're dealing with three, but then there's actually all these other fucking people. There's a lot going on in the story. So,
and it's about civic politics. It went from a serial killer to civic politics.
Yeah, but there's a murder. This murder, which is happening, and then the shootout. Well, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. Yeah. I think you hang in there till the end.
I'm
going
to watch
on.
It to the end, but
yeah,
I
but it's not like, as, it's not last year. Yeah. But think about what they're doing with TV. They created a new way to do TV. It's not the same guys every year, which were such fucking, you know, cattle. Moo. You know, we want Matthew. They actually said fuck it, threw it away, redid it, recast it, same type of thing, and gave it back to us. And is it the same thing? No. Is it as good? Maybe not to you or me, but some people might like it. But I liked when they do creative shit like that with
maybe
the format.
Maybe you shouldn't be suggesting that as someone who has a television show right now.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, they're not going to do that with my show.
Yo, can I say one show I like a lot? That's all.
Please.
Yeah, please.
Australian
Let
news?
Let us know.
Daredevil. On Netflix.
That was a good show,
That's good. I heard this.
Really good show.
Why don't you come back fucking 5 months ago? Yeah, we everybody
that was
it.
Good as shit, man.
Yeah, I know, but we talked about that show.
I wasn't here, Bobby.
All right, so we have to relive it?
Yes.
You guys know what's great? It's Family Ties.
Have you seen Family Guy?
I've heard about that, yeah.
See, I said it the same way he did it, and it had family in it.
Not a bad delivery.
Yeah, I think True Detectives, though, this year, it's still a great show. It's better than a lot of... If this was the first year, you'd like it way more.
You'd like it
way more. I think she's killing it. She's really good
She's amazing.
It.
Vince Vaughn...
She's so hot, too, in it.
Here's the thing. Vince Vaughn went against character. The other gorgeous guy, he's gay.
Taylor Kittich?
He's fucking dudes. This is the sexiest guy around. He only plays fucking hunk dudes that saves people, bangs chicks. He's playing a fucking cop with a secret. That's amazing for him. And he burnt half his body. He took away his asset, which is his body and looks, and took away he's banging dudes.
You know he didn't actually have to burn his body, right? That's just makeup.
You know that I know that, right? All right, put that right back on you, didn't I? So I think it's a good show. What do you think, Mark?
I only saw the first season. I haven't checked it.
Louis writes on it.
What?
How's that going?
Wow.
I write on nothing.
You write on that show?
I write on my tiny notebook in my pocket. That's all I write on. I don't write on shit.
Next to his average dick.
What's the goal,
above
Lou?
Average.
What are you looking for? An hour? What do you want?
I would like to make a living.
Jesus. Lou, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, come
things
on.
Things haven't panned out.
What, are you fucking having a breakdown? Why are you stuttering?
I'm trying to, because I've been told like I should be more positive when I'm in public forums.
Yeah.
But the truth is, shit's not positive. So, you know.
Who told you that?
My friend.
Is he a manager?
No.
Big J cried on a podcast this year. He just got an hour special, so maybe give that a shot.
I'm not going to cry. I'm not a bitch like that.
Oh! Are you a bitch, Jay?
Jay's a bitch. Jay's a bitch.
Well, hold on.
That's why he cut his hair. He's a bitch.
Hold on. But things don't happen like that. You got to keep working, man. As long as you're working, it's like... You know, the right grass is always greener, but that don't mean it's always shinier.
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
What the fuck did you say?
Dude, raped a parable.
Write that down.
It makes sense. The grass
what
is always greener.
What the fuck?
But it's not always shinier.
The grass isn't shiny.
It is shiny,
no,
man.
No, bumpers are shiny.
When you wet it, it's shiny.
Watches are shiny.
When you wet grass.
Earrings are shiny.
When you wet grass,
the
what
sun
happens?
Is shiny. What?
When, you, wet it,
when you water when it, grass, what happens to it?
It becomes shiny.
It does not. It becomes wet.
It becomes shiny. Shut up, Bob. You know what I'm saying.
I have grass. You don't. I just put a sprinkler system in. I've seen wet grass for fucking 3 days.
And it's shiny.
No.
How you know it's not wet?
All right.
Because
it's not shiny, stupid.
That's a good point.
If grass could be shiny... What the fuck would that mean still?
Yeah. Meaning, okay. You talking about like it's always shiny greener grass. On, it's always look greener, but that doesn't mean it's shiny. So someone to you, it looked like, oh wow, Will is freaking touring Australia. Yeah. But I know, I'm freaking, I got to deal with cops, white people, landlords.
You mean the white people booking you in Australia to make a shitload of money? Those white people?
It was an Aboriginal that booked me.
What's her name?
I'm joking.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sick of you bitching about white people. White people are fucking nice by you, all right? We like you a lot. We've done a lot, and we want to talk to you. That's why we're the white people. We run Hollywood. That's what this show's about.
Oh, so then you don't need nothing.
No, listen. Louis, I feel bad. Listen, first of all, what? I feel bad because you seem to be a little in your head about what the fuck's going on in your career.
Yeah.
But when he says, what do you want? Uh-huh. The reason why that's a great question is this. Because... if you can say, I want this, this, and this,
direction.
You can go get that.
It's called direction.
People can hear that or help you get that or goals. Find a way to get it.
It's called direction.
So what
Bobby.
The fuck? And you, when he says that, you're just like, ugh.
No. I know what I want. What I know
is
what
it?
I want.
What
I know
is
what
it?
I'm going to do. I'm gonna
hit
write.
Me.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to... Look, I'm trying to... I'm working on a new hour. I'm trying to make an album and a special, and I'm working on a
but
screenplay.
What is
the, I'm doing
what
all
is the
stuff.
Answer? What do you want?
What do you want to do? What do you want?
I want to... become a touring, successful, popular comedian.
All right, that's uh-huh.
And
gonna,
I want to make movies.
That's not oh, going to okay. happen. But what else do you want?
I would like to just make a fucking living, which is what I said, which is what I tried to tell you.
Yeah, but,
just,
but make a living how? Could you give your body for sex?
I could give my body for sex,
to
but
men?
I would like
to.
To
older men?
No. I was thinking about like if I could jack off on a webcam, but I was told that I cannot make money off doing that. No.
People make money
you,
off of that?
If you had tits, you could. If you had tits and
I've
dick.
Been thinking about getting some tits, and that could be my big breakthrough in
you
the
know,
industry.
So that's
you
what
know
you want.
That would be if you went and got tits.
I know.
And you got a breast implants.
Yes.
You'd be on CNN.
And you still kept the male pattern baldness you
everything
had.
Would be the same, yes.
Yeah,
just tits.
Just tits and your fucking hog. You're 5 8, what is it?
5 5/8.
5 5. That could be the name of your website. 5 5/8.
And tits. Yeah. 5 5/8 and tits. if I got a rack, I think I would, all my prayers would be answered, basically.
That'd be a great show. We should write that movie. Right? Write that movie.
Where dude just gets tits.
Where a guy gets tits and his life changes
but,
for the
but,
better.
Hold on. He had a good point. It's about what do you want, and then it's that. So it's not...
Tits.
We all ultimately want to work, and we can make a living, but... It starts with, okay, you know what? I want to work on this show, be a writer on this show. I want to be a guest appearance on this show. Or I want to do a special. And then that leads to other shit. So it's like you have to find...
Can I say something really quick? I never, ever in my life thought I'd say this. I agree with Will.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on 1 second. I'm going to throw up in my mouth. But I do. You have to have some direction.
No. It's so vague. I want to make a living doing.
Listen. You guys are jumping in. I haven't really explained what's been going on with me. You guys are jumping in, sharing negativity.
I can talk about it.
All right. So let me just say, I had plans. I had direction. I did a European tour for a month, and I was going to come to L.A. And then I was supposed to take a bunch of meetings for writing jobs.
Where was it? Was it that Ukraine? Where did you do this?
I was in. Latvia, Estonia, Finland, Sweden, Norway, and Russia.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Sounds a lot cooler.
Always
than it was.
Greenier.
Sometimes it's shinier, too.
You hurt my teeth. Seriously, my teeth hurt sometimes when I hear you. Go ahead.
So,
stay back. That's where I want you on the mic. Go ahead.
So I do the European tour, and I'm supposed to go to, and then after that, I planned it so I'd go right to L.A. I'm gonna pitch this TV show. I'm gonna have these meetings with to get on a writing staff,
right.
And then I get to L.A. Yep. It was all set up. I'm talking to my agent when I get there. I get to L.A. My agent just stops returning my calls, just dead.
Damn.
Dead stops returning my calls and emails.
Really?
Yes.
Well, let's be honest. You're pretty annoying. come on, you're bothering these people.
Yeah, when I fly somewhere where I don't really live to try and set up some meetings, I think I should get some fucking responses, and I should find out when my fucking meetings are.
But they want to make money.
We'll be back.
They want
to
make
money. I'm trying to make the money. I'm going to make somebody money.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to make somebody money.
That's what I want to hear.
I love that attitude.
Good.
It's just a question of whether they want to make this money with me or not. Apparently they don't, and it's a shitty way to tell someone that they don't.
Can I say
something? Wait a minute. Stop. Before you say something that we don't understand. So let me just get this straight. You go and you do this tour.
Yeah.
You want to set up meetings when you come back.
This was the whole plan. Yes.
To go out there and why can I? I'm just being dumb here.
Bobby's having a stroke.
I'm being dumb here. Why would you get meetings for doing a European tour?
No, it wasn't. I'm just telling you what's been going on in my life.
So
I haven't seen you in 2 months.
You wanted to go to Europe and then come home and have some meetings in LA.
I planned this tour. You have to plan tours like that months out. So the plan was I'd go there and then instead of flying back to New York.
Or did they do this?
I did this. I do this. I did all that myself. I booked all the European tour myself.
Wow.
And then the plan was instead of flying back to New York, where I have my apartment, would be to go to L.A. and have these meetings set up and then get all this stuff going.
Can I get my something out?
Can we just? He's almost there.
Oh.
So just, and I'm gonna look at you, and then you talk.
Like, do we look at me now?
All right, go ahead.
And then and what? I don't know what.
So you set up these.
They're unrelated. The meetings.
They're unrelated.
Except
That's
for that,
point.
I flew to L.A. instead of flying back to New York.
You flew to L.A. Uh-huh. to take these meetings.
Yes.
So before you went to L.A., these meetings weren't set up.
Like they were supposed to. Talking about it. I mean, while I'm in Europe, I'm like Skyping and emailing my agent, like, so we can set them up. When are they going to be? He's like, oh, I don't know. I should know more in a week. Mm-hmm. I'm like, great. Sounds good. And I get to L.A., fucking radio silence.
Wow.
Okay, now, what's your question?
Meaning they
Is
did
it my
nothing.
Time?
Yes.
Yep.
Now, nobody interrupt me, man, please.
Oh, boy.
We're going to try not
to. I waited. I was patient.
Yep.
Everybody shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Now, if you haven't learned anything from Dan Cook, Kevin Hart, Louis C.K., is you gotta F Hollywood, man. You gotta stop putting your career in these people's hands.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know shit about your career. Fuck them. You gotta get your freaking fan base on social media. We live in a time now where you could grab a hold of your freaking fan base by the balls and control your destiny. You can't freaking keep putting asking these strangers, can you give me opportunity? Hey, can you fuck that shit? Find out how to build your shit on social media. It's all about numbers.
Can I stop you? Can I stop you?
I'm not done yet, Bobby.
Because you start repeating. That was really good.
Hold on, I got one more point.
You said the same thing twice.
I got one more point that you ever heard.
Say fan base again.
I got one more point you ever heard.
Trying to help you. Go.
Also, all those assholes care about is numbers. They don't care about if you got talent, if you're funny or not.
True.
If you got 10 million followers, blah, 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 blah.
Biggest hack in the world. If you got fans, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll
sell
out.
That's all
they
care about. Yeah. Go get your own show on online. Build up your own freaking family. Since slowly but surely, it may take 2 years. The same amount of time it's taking
three,
you
four,
now.
Five.
You're going to get built. By that time, you'll have your fan base, and then you can go and say, hey, what's up?
Okay.
And I agree with that, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, so this is, that's what happened to me.
So you go to L.A. I want to hear the story. You go to L.A.
Uh-huh.
You're in L.A.
I'm in L.A.
And you got radio silence.
Yeah, nothing.
And you're calling.
I'm calling, I'm emailing. At one point, I call up, you know, I get the receptionist. They're like, oh, he's not in right now. I'm like, could you just tell me, have I been dropped? And he's like, I'm just temping today. I'm sorry, I can't tell you. I can't even tell you.
Hilarious. You know he was lying, though, right?
No, he was. It wasn't the regular person.
Really?
I just fucking, I'm going to have to see this dude around.
Yeah.
Because he reps my fucking friends. I'm going to see him around.
Your friends didn't make a call for you?
I mean,
what can they do?
Why'd you go there? I would have went to the fucking.
Hang on, they could.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about camping out of the office, just waiting. Yeah. I'm like, that's a good way to get arrested.
But then you're that guy.
It's like being with a girl that don't want to be with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. What would you do? All right, all right.
You can't change your mind.
Guys, yeah, right. Guys, listen. Your friend, Jesus Christ, you scream so much, Will. It gets in my bones. I get nervous. I feel like I'm in a fucking, like some video on Facebook.
Yeah, thank God he's not holding a spear. I already have it.
That's actually too late.
Too late, Norman.
That joke was funny 100 years ago.
I like vaudeville.
So my question is this. Your friends... Okay, if me and you are friends, we have the same thing, and my agent is your agent, and he fucking played you like that, I'd be like, dude, what the fuck did he do? And I'd call him and go, what are you doing to my... What are you doing to... Just tell him it's over. Be a fucking man.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is that he can't give you a no. Yeah. You take a no. You just don't want a maybe.
Yeah, or just a nothing, you know? Yeah. But look, that's
so
exactly...
So you still haven't talked to him.
I still have not talked to him.
Are you kidding me?
How long have you been?
I just stopped. I'm not going to keep calling him. I mean, this was like I came back at the end of... What is it, July?
That's fucking...
Yeah. I came back at the end of May. I came back at the end of May. And then about mid-June, I just decided on my own, like, all right, this isn't happening, and I'm done. But it's like... It's like you said, this is just...
We should ask the fans listening right now what Louis should do.
I don't want to hear from fucking fans. No offense.
They're very supportive.
Are they? All right, I'm sorry, fans. Tell me what I should do.
They're very supportive.
I can't believe you're late to this show. This is the best gig you've gotten in weeks.
We have your agent in the chat room. He would like to say a couple... He would like to type a couple things to you.
Talk to Bobby Show.
No, but it was exactly what you said. Well, you know what I realized was that maybe I think when I'm thinking that there's someone else working, doing anything for me, that makes me, I'm not lazy, but it makes me just a little bit like, I'm like, oh, that person's kind of taking care of something.
You feel secure.
Yeah, and I feel like I can work on something else, and I like it better. You know what, really, when I was on my own, this is actually my first time on my own in a decade, but
yeah.
When I didn't have as many reps or didn't have these people thinking they were doing something for me, I was continually making, you know, my career was constantly moving forward. And I think when I started thinking that these people are going to help me make these moves for me, that's when it slowed down. Man, I'll tell you what, I had an idea I pitched to my fucking agent back in March, hadn't heard from anything about it. And then come June, when I realized he dropped me, I send my own email. I get a response that fucking day.
Oh.
That's how shitty they are at middle. They're horrible middlemen. They don't do shit. They literally don't do anything. Right. So now that I'm in control of my own shit, I have plans. I'm going to try and work on this album. I've got all these ideas. And I'm doing basically what Will said.
And then they'll come to you.
Well, now that you can do things on your own, you can film your own special.
Yeah.
You can make your own album, put it on iTunes. You don't need any of these fucking people to build up a fan base.
Yeah.
And you can book your own fucking gigs and save yourself that 20%.
Yeah.
Because it's the motherfucker that booked you, and then it's the manager that, you know, does stuff for you that you have to part ways with. And then 50% to the government, and it's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not for me, because I have the greatest manager in the world, and I love my agent, and they do such a good job. So, you know, I'm happy. Take that 20%.
Shouldn't introduce them to Louie, but I don't want to hurt you.
No, he already was with
I was already with them.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
He dumped them, too. Yeah.
I didn't get cast in a goddamn thing. I do think
there's an epidemic in this business where a lot of comics are just like, and I can name five guys, I'm not going to, but like, I haven't gotten this shit from him, and they fire agents left and right, and eventually you got to be like, well, at some point it's you.
Well, name a name.
I can't. Friends of mine. We all know
him. Don't name a name.
I'm not going to name a name, but
name the least one you like.
I know a lot of guys who are just like,
give something that rhymes with it.
Well, like Hannibal's a guy he's dropped like five managers over the last whatever.
Really?
Hannibal.
But he's going to be fine.
Don't
worry.
You can't compare him to anyone else.
You can't compare Hannibal.
That's true. He's an amazing comic, and he's a talent.
Someone who's like Louis, who's dropping.
Well, nobody's that low. But I'm just saying. Like,
all right, let's go to the chat room real quick. Well, what do you got?
Andrew Jackson says, Louis is 5/8 funny.
Damn. This
just
is going to go
friendly
great.
Jab.
5/5.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Miles Atwood says, Will intermittently saying, freaking is enraging.
Freaking what?
Knucklehead 2 says, there needs to be a will, speak, and say.
Oh, not a bad
idea.
How
would that go?
Give that person a handkerchief.
No, you know, if you gave GPS directions, that would actually be kind of cool. Like, if you could get an app for that.
Like Waze?
Yeah.
No, you're like, you missed.
Why you make a left?
Whoa, you next turn.
Get your bike chain fixed.
Yo, be careful. Cops ahead, assholes.
This is about Louie, and y'all making it about me now?
Well, that's a chat room. It starts
about to help Louie out, and y'all trying to take away Louie's
time. Was that a dead deer?
Steven Gonzalez says, is Louis' zipper down?
Oh, wow. These cameras are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a button fly, and the bottom button is broken, but thank you for checking out my crotch.
That's because his cock is so wide.
It's incredible hulking.
That's that 5'8 coming out.
What else you got?
Buddy C. Buddy says, Bobby's up for the SAG Tit Award.
We said that.
Yeah, we got stealing.
We got that.
Was that
jokes.
Already? Oh, sorry about that.
Jeez, Deepu.
Sorry, I missed it.
You fucking shut the thing off. You're off your game today.
Well, we had a 2-week break.
Yeah,
you know.
Wolverine.
I'll take it as a compliment then.
All right, go ahead. Give him
Miles Atwood says, the grass is always greener, but it's not always shinier.
Why would you say the grass is shinier?
That's what I said.
I know, but that's not the fucking thing.
You could do a bumper sticker line with, like, bad expressions where you get them wrong.
Yeah.
Like, what goes around comes in your eye or something. No, that's good.
That's a good one.
That's not bad. That's a good one.
Yeah, stop pointing the hanky. Like, we're going to, like, get Clint Eastwood.
Dupu. Next.
Dupu.
MS69 says, dick talk is the second favorite topic after trannies.
Well, I mean, we want to help you out.
This fan base.
go to the regular chat. Yeah. See if there's anybody helping out Louie.
Nobody helping out Louie.
Nobody.
Oh, Andrew Jackson says Louie needs a new team, new manager, new agent.
Well,
that's what he says.
We know that.
He just talked about that. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't really get to decide that at this point.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Rob.
They gotta come to you. You gotta draw them in.
Well, I mean, look, there are people that might be interested, but I'm kind of excited
something?
To be on my own. To be honest.
That's a good feeling. That's good for you. And the people, look, man, it takes a long. It took me years to find, you know, a manager and like people I like. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I like them because they're, you know.
So they cast you in television shows.
Well, it's not that, dude. I earn that. They don't do that. I auditioned for shit. Uh-huh. They can't just give me something.
Well, you're a good actor too.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, I mean, Bronx Warrants, the things that I got at the beginning with them. I mean, I wrote a movie with DeRosa and Burr, and we did it ourselves. That's what got the attention of these guys, because that's what they do. They're not. Hey, let's throw spaghetti against the wall, see what sticks. I'm going to go fucking create something. You want to create something, and you go do it. That's what it is. I mean, my special, the same thing. You know, and then, you know, that went to that, that went to that. And then, you know, Bronx Warrants, I auditioned. There was other people up for it. I could have got beat out in a second, and I was told it doesn't matter. We have to get the best person for the job.
You know who else
did it? And that's it, because there's too much money on the line. You know, and they have to pay their mortgage.
Yeah.
It's not about fucking, hey, let's get our friends and shit. That's nice, but it's let's make the best show we can possibly make and fucking put that out there because we all need to live. It's not. It's definitely not about that. And the fact is that when that actually makes me work harder, because if I was just giving shit, that would suck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even this thing with the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I went and learned the drums. I went and learned the part because I was earning the role.
Uh-huh. You know who?
So when I found out later that Leary wrote it for me, uh-huh. and I didn't have to audition for that part.
That's nice.
I'm not saying earn everything that you got. I'm just saying it's it'd be nice if they cast me.
Yeah, but sometimes. I mean,
you have no more.
I just don't want the ball to drop, so I'm going to talk for no reason. Just to keep it up in the air.
Yeah, the fact is that I still was ready to earn that part from whoever the fuck was going to get it. You know, I didn't find out that I didn't have to audition until a week before they were shooting.
But
you know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
But there's another thing. You know, you say talk about you're going out and.
I get what you're saying, Bobby. You know who else?
I don't,
Inside Out was a great movie.
You know who else?
I don't think that. It's the you know what I mean? I mean,
so you can't,
you have to go. I mean, the people I'm with are very creative. And they make shit and they do stuff.
Well, here's the thing. I made stuff.
Yeah.
And my reps are what held me back.
Right.
Because they kept being like, oh, we think we can monetize this.
Yeah.
Don't put it out. We think we can make money off this. We keep right. thinking we can. I've been sitting on these videos for 2 fucking years
right.
waiting for these reps to get their shit together. Yeah. And I shot the shit on my own already.
And where did it go after that?
They just dropped me. So I'm about to put them all out. I'm finishing them up. I'm putting them out this month.
That's good, man. Yeah. Now when you finish them out, the great part about that is you're going to own the content.
I'm going to own the content. I'm going to own the content on a YouTube video with 500 views.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. Look, man, I made a fucking dumb movie with DeRosa and Burr on our own for a few grand, okay? And that led to a book and an FX pilot script. We wrote a fucking script with FX, met with the head of FX.
Wow.
I'm friends with them. We wrote a script, got paid for it, and that connection I made that day led to them going, yeah, we trust Bobby.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's the fact is that... You don't know what that little thing that we said, you know what? Let's not wait. I remember sitting there going, why are we waiting for somebody to give us something that we're not going to get? And why don't we just make it and fuck it? If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it does. And it worked. And now, hey, look at that. Look at that fucking thing over there. Right there. That's the book that came from. I'm in the Writers Guild.
Wow.
I'm an author. I went to Bunker Hill Community College. Okay. I don't know what two to use in a sentence.
And
I wrote a fucking book. We're going to take a break real quick. We'll be back right after these commercial messages with everybody in the room. We got Louis Katz. We got Mark Norman. We got my friend Rob from Canada. And what's your name again?
You know who else made it?
All right, check it out. We're doing quick ads this week, but go to our friends at tweakedaudio.com. They are amazing. They helped us out during our kids' toy drive this year. We got thousands and thousands of toys from you fans, which I love, for all the kids in New York City and for Boston, Massachusetts, one of the places that I was in and worked at. We dropped off some unbelievable stuff. So I want to thank you guys again for that. But Tweaked Audio gave us like 40 headphones that we got to give away to kids. We gave them away, and they all got a pair of headphones, which is awesome. So go to tweakedaudio.com right now. What's the code word they use?
Kelly.
Kelly, for how much off?
40% off.
It's 33%. You're the producer of the show. You're supposed to know this stuff.
Stupid ass.
He is a stupid ass, right? I mean, if you were the producer of the show, what would you...
33% is not a hard number to forget.
Grass is always shiny here. Okay, check it out. So we will... I want you to go 33% off. Use the code word Kelly. You sure it's not dude? Is it dude or Kelly?
I believe it's Kelly.
Are you kidding? You got to find out, dude. No joke.
No, it's Kelly.
It's sure?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Thank you, Scopo, I think. So go there. Support them. They get mic'd, non-mic'd, all kinds of amazing headphones at tweakedaudio.com. You can also use our Amazon link. And you can donate. If you want to donate, we have a donate button. Not that many people do it, but we are revamping this whole studio coming up very soon. Whole new table, new lights, new everything. Everything's happening. We're making this into a... amazing studio for comics to come and shows to put shows on, because Riotcast is getting better and better. And we have more news coming out of Riotcast very soon. I can't announce yet, but it's great news. Great stuff's coming down. So make sure you support all the shows on Riotcast.com. Of course, your favorite show right here, the You Know What Dude podcast.
They're doing a movie, Riotcast the movie. That I'm not supposed to say that?
Hey, do you gotta go? Why don't you get a podcast?
Yeah, you know who made it off through social media? Pete Holmes.
Yeah. Well, he had a big podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he came out with podcasting at the time you had to come out with podcasting on a network.
No, that's not. His podcast came out in 2008.
That's when.
It's pretty early.
That's when podcasting really got big.
Podcasts got big in 2001.
No, that's not true.
It's first wave. First wave podcasting. 9/11?
He just said, look at his face. He's not confident in anything. Yeah. Yo, this is goes out to the two buildings that fell. It's called Two Buildings Podcast. Never forget.
Hanky Sheep. Hanky Sheep. Hanky Sheep.
I got to laugh out of fucking...
Because he needs work.
What's your name?
He needs work. I like Two Buildings Podcast.
I thought it was pretty good.
I'm going to lose on this.
So check it. Because it's coming.
It's coming to somebody. Might be me. I might be tightening it back, but
I can't,
continue.
I hate how swollen I am today.
Today.
That's not that funny. You fucking warlord. So we had the Big J roast over the weekend, I believe, last week, right? What day was it?
Wednesday.
Yeah, amazing night.
I couldn't go. I was at the Apple store in Soho doing one of those panels with the cast of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Right.
Liz Gillies, John Corbett, Dennis Leary, John Ailes, myself.
How was the panel? What was that like?
It's really cool. First of all, you get... you pull up in a limo. Okay, they send for a limo. They bring me down. So as the limo pulls up, the press is all there.
You get an SUV like they do nowadays.
Yeah, SUV.
Old school ass limo.
No, it was a SUV. So you pull up, and as you come out, there's a bunch of dudes with your headshot, and you sign them, which was cool.
Cool.
Because I never really had that.
That's awesome.
That happened at.
Is it an old headshot or new headshot?
The new ones from the show, actually, which is
nice.
Great. So they just print out those. You know, that happened at Comic-Con, too, like the first day I was there. But I was, like, the first kind of celebrity dude. So, like, they never asked me again. Like two dudes got up. Like, hey, Bobby. They were, like, O&A fans or something. You know? But at this, you get out, sign a bunch of headshots, go in through the back door, up the back, in the back room where the geniuses are. And I'm actually going to post this photo. There's four dudes just in this small back, smaller than the studio. And they're just, when you bring your phone in and they bring it in the back.
Yeah.
They just hand it to this fucking dude.
Wow.
At like a desk with a mini screwdriver.
Wow, maybe they can figure out Louis' career.
So I met all the geniuses and then went through there. And I thought like there was going to be like some Apple gift pack or some bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Swag.
With some type of Apple. I would have took an Apple shirt. You know what I mean?
Not a real Apple, though.
Jesus.
That's so true. That's so true.
We're going to do a comedy team show, Will.
Will laughs like he should be holding a severed head.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, he would never take a real Apple. That's why he's good. That's why he's like this. That's
breaking it down.
He's fucking literally the dumbest person I know. All right, so yeah, we didn't get anything. We went in the back, and the whole cast was there. You know, Bo Derek was there, which was.
Whoa!
Oh, I saw Bo Derek.
Does she still look the same?
She's you met her.
So hot.
She's still smoking.
She's smoking.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's not only smoking, she's got an elegance around her.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But she's got a great sense of humor too. We sat behind because it's John's, you know, girl. They've been together for a long time, but they sat behind us when we were watching the premiere, and she laughed at all the shit you're supposed to laugh at.
Oh yeah,
and she laughed hysterically. So that's great. You know, she's got a great sense of humor, but I get nervous talking to her. To be honest with you, I went back in and she was there. It's Bo fucking Derek.
Sure,
and she's super nice, but she's definitely got that fucking fame thing where you're like, I don't, you know, you're gonna fuck up. Whatever you say is gonna come out wrong. So I just kind of keep my mouth shut. Because John Corbett is the funniest fucking dude. He makes me laugh like nobody because he has no fear. He is hilarious. He's out of his mind funny.
Yeah.
Really, he's great. So we went back there. Then we all go out on the stage at the Soho thing and it was packed up. A lot of Liz Gillies fans too. They go nuts with her. She has so many fans.
Who's
and then
that?
They just Liz Gillies is one of the stars of the show. She's a girl from Nickelodeon. Now she's really hot and sings fucking great. But she, it was pretty, you know, they just sit there and ask you questions. There's a moderator for that, you know, asks you a bunch of questions that she came up with. So, she's from AOL, I believe, or no, she's from Sirius. She was really cool. And then they open it up to the floor and they just ask questions.
But you never got any free shit? Nothing?
You know what I got when we went to Comic-Con?
Uh-huh.
We did TV Guide. We did you do press all day. Uh-huh. So you wake up and you go to a room and there's 17 tables and there's actually a red carpet. And you do the red carpet in a ballroom and there's photos. You take all the photos. Ching, 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 ching. Then you go and you do interviews, standing interviews at the end. And they'll take me and John Ailes rehabbing the show. We'll be paired up. And John and Elaine will be paired up. And then Dennis and Liz will be paired up. And we'll just go, we'll just switch. There's literally we have a person, a handler that goes, okay, cut, they're done. Come over here. We gotta go. And they keep just switching. And then there's tables. And you go from table, and on the table there's anywhere from 5 to 8 people with recorders and cameras. And you just sit down.
Is that a junket? Is that what a junket is?
Yeah, it's like a junket. All exactly. Right. So you go table to table to table, and then you take a break after that. It's a couple hours. Take a break, and then you go to like we went to the Hard Rock. Mm. And it was kind of cool because Ryan Reynolds was before us in everything.
Wow.
So you just see him leaving the room and us going in. And I was just kind of like, I just wanted to talk to him because I'm a fucking big Deadpool fan.
Yeah.
And then the last interview was on a yacht. The TV guy has a yacht and they do all their shit on there. And when we did our big interview, and when you're leaving, there's this gift pack. I was walking right by it, I didn't even see it. And the publicist for FX was like, Robert, do you want one? I was like, yeah. And it was this fucking awesome Ultimate Ear speaker, Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
the
I got
big
that
one.
Yeah, that's good stuff. The Boom, right?
Yeah, the Boom, the big one.
That shit's dope. Yeah, I take it everywhere.
It's fucking
great.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was just in the bag. I was like, that was a pretty good piece of swag.
Sweet. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't get that much for the show. They sent me, of course, Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll t-shirts, but they don't make double X. So I told the girl, I'm double X.
Maybe you should start taking apples.
Do you have it? Oh. Can you do me a favor, though? Could you actually take some of that blanket and make it bigger? What the fuck?
You should get the handkerchief for that.
Ugh. So you should hang yourself with a handkerchief. Norman.
Oh, sorry.
No, that wasn't a bomb. That was a racist. That was racist. Coming from the guy that had the spear joke. So, yeah, it was awesome. It was fucking great. Unbelievable.
I just can't believe they took you to an Apple store and they couldn't give you one fucking thing.
Apple does not give a...
They don't have to.
Apple does not... Because they don't have to. They don't give a fuck.
They got so much
Samsung
money.
Will give you... It's called the white glove.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to go to Samsung.
The white glove. I heard about the glove.
The white glove treatment.
Yeah.
They'll give you everything.
What's the white glove treatment?
It's the... I'm not gonna say it, but it's they give you, they'll come give you a free phone, give you a watch, give you all the shit.
They give you all the top shit, and
top
then
shit.
You have special service. Whenever you have any problem with it, they hook you up.
Wait. Yeah. How you get the white glove?
You have to be famous.
Be white.
Yeah.
It's to try and get people.
Stop 1 second. What did you say?
I said be white.
Wow, you're a confident racist. Nah, I like that.
That was a good. I got last in the moment.
Actually,
yeah,
make
yeah.
that into a hood and give it to him. Yeah, well. So that's why I couldn't make it. That was the last day of press for the show, which was awesome. So, anyways, please, everybody listening, keep watching the fucking show. This Thursday's huge because you get them at the front and you got to keep them for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, DVR it, watch it. It's a fucking great show. Just record it for the whole season. Don't be a dick. I can't even never watch it. No, I'm kidding. No, watch the shit. But then I missed the big Jay Oakerson roast.
It was
now,
a doozy.
I haven't. Now, you were there.
Yes.
You were on the dais. Were you there?
Yeah, I
were you
I
on
wrote,
the desk?
No, but I wrote for like three people.
I wrote for three people. So it wasn't that good of a roast.
I was.
You were on the desk?
I was supposed to be.
What happened?
I had to pull out.
Why?
I couldn't do it.
Tell him why, really.
Tell him why.
He didn't write any jokes?
All right. No.
Why?
I couldn't do it. I had another gig.
Where?
Out of town.
What town?
Philly.
Where in Philly?
You think I know Philly like that?
Downtown, yeah, you should get a drive downtown, there and show up.
What was the name of the club?
What was the name of the club?
Oh, they canceled the show.
But it was a great roast. It was a great roast. I had a fuck thing because I had to write. I wrote for Soder. He hired me to write for him, and then somebody
he hired
pulled,
you.
Well, he asked me to write, and he paid me.
How much? I think I owe Joe $100.
Yeah, I think you do.
I gave you some.
I owe Joe $100.
Yeah.
Do you think it's okay to say who wrote for you? Don't you think everyone should just be keeping?
It like can't. It got,
I wrote
it,
for Harris, Big J, and Bonnie.
All right, there you go. It's all out. It's all out. It's all a community.
So, well, look, man, here's the deal. Anybody doesn't know roast, okay? Jeff Ross is not that funny. He has 20 writers
exactly.
that write for him, okay?
Exactly.
And he can have those jokes because they're bought and paid for.
Yes.
So he can take those jokes wherever he wants, redo them, blah, 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 blah. But every person on a roast has around 10 to 15 people writing pages and pages of shit for their personality to the certain people. So when you do a roast on this level, okay, same shit applies. We used to, back in the day when we did the Patrice roast, nobody did that.
I like that.
We wrote our own shit. You lived and died by your own shit.
Dude, that roast was amazing. 2003?
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. It's unreal.
Yeah, I fucking bombed.
Well, you did an audio-video thing.
Yeah, I did an audio-video
thing. Bombed.
Ben Bailey
oh,
had
no,
a fucking
Keith really
race.
Bombed.
That was a bomb
yeah.
for the ages.
Well, that's because Ben Bailey spent, I think he literally spent his entire comedy career up until that day writing roast
yeah,
jokes for
yeah.
us. Came out of the gate swinging, killed.
Ooh, killed.
And then Robinson thought he was going to improv a roast.
Ooh, right
with
after.
With his personality. Like, we're fans.
He was at my house. Like, yeah. He was like, at my house saying, oh, I ain't got advice. He's going to be like the seller. Ah, we're just talking shit.
Oof, yeah. It was brutal.
The best part of the roast is when he was bombing and we're going, stretch.
Nah.
And then he was bombing so bad, he reached into his pocket and grabbed a wrinkled up napkin with some jokes on it.
Ooh.
Like, he did try to write. He goes, ah, you want some? Ah. And he pulled it out and it didn't work. Esty goes up to grab him. She goes, get the... He snaps on her.
Whoa.
Like, got mad at her. Like, get the fuck... Get the beat it. Tells her to beat it. And he kept going. It was the best thing
wow.
I've ever
it's
seen. That and
that's
Josh...
Yeah, you got
that's on
it.
That
that's on there.
Yeah.
Josh Spears bomb.
He was on it?
He was on the roast before.
Oh, okay.
He begged to be on it. I guess he had a Barry... It was Barry Katz roast. He had... stories and mm-hmm. we're like, all right, he went up and fucking ate it like I've never seen anybody eat it.
That Keith thing must have hurt his psyche. I mean, that bomb was so bad. Like,
really?
Booze, get off stage.
It
like,
hurt
fuck
his
you.
Fucking career.
You think so?
No. No, he
it's
hurt his
tell.
Career.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest things
great
ever.
Roast.
But anyways, back to it. Now it's just protocol.
Writers.
You can yeah. have people write for you. If you don't have the time or whatever, your friends or whatever. There's certain comics that you guys and you know, you imagine write great jokes.
I'll vote for him.
Huh?
He gave me a couple.
I give him a few.
Well, like what?
I didn't use them.
Because you couldn't read them?
Yeah. He didn't want to start off with, why you?
One I used.
All right, give me that.
Oh, there you go. But there was Metzger was unreal. Vecchione had set of the night. Jay killed at the end. It was all.
Soder
great.
Did really well.
Soder did well.
Yeah.
But I had to write for Soder, and then they put me on the day. So then I rewrite jokes. It was
wow.
a bitch.
Wow.
Well,
so
fine.
you had to do it too.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had to write jokes for you. So all the jokes you would have said, you
yeah.
gave the great
oh,
ones.
That sucks.
The great ones.
You gave to Dan.
Yeah.
And then you had the ones towards the end of your fucking crazy.
So how did Dan do?
Dan did well.
Did he, who did the worst?
Kumia.
And then second worst?
Sal.
I guess Sal, but Sal did an ironic thing. Volcano, Practical Jokers.
The guy from Practical Jokers.
What do you mean he did an ironic
oh, really?
Thing?
He did like a, these jokes are bad on purpose. Because he's not a comedian.
He would do
stand-up.
Like two on purpose bad jokes and then he had someone write like a way over this. He'd be like, oh, Dan Soder's here. They should call him Dan Soda. Because you see his blood pressure or his sugar, whatever. It'd be a bad joke and then he'd be like, Jay's daughter is a cunt, so it'd be like he'd go
oh,
really
okay.
like
yeah.
one
he
way
made it
and
work.
Then go the other.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that sounds kind of fun. I actually don't mind when people do something a little different on a roast.
It broke
what
it up a little.
Yeah, I mean, the joke, yeah. joke, joke, but I like when people come up and kind of experiment with some other tempo.
Yeah, yeah, and he had a slide whistle.
Yeah,
oh, I like slide
which was
whistles.
Fun. That was a lot of
well,
fun.
Well, Norm Macdonald kind of did that though, and made it like classic.
He
so
killed
I
it.
Feel like it's anyone else doing that is kind of just doing what he did.
Well, it wasn't right. quite
slide
what
whistle
Norm did, though. It was all right.
No, Norm just did the ironic.
He did
thing.
Like really bad, really corny.
Well,
jokes.
Joe DeRosa
like, Andy, it was Andy Samberg that kind of did that.
Yeah,
after?
I didn't, see, I don't there. Like that. I don't yeah. like. I think I hate all kind of ironic. I know in a roast it's good to change it up, but I generally hate ironic stand-up acts.
I'm with you.
I think it's so.
I just, I did that, like that, and there's somebody who stopped listening because of that. Sorry. So Anthony, he did the worst?
Yeah, and he still was fun to watch, but I think he actually wrote his stuff.
Because here's the thing. With this roast, it was all comedians for the most part. That's and
what,
it's like,
isn't that what roasts are?
Well, no. I mean, Comedy Central roasts have celebrities. You know what I mean?
So right, right.
So, like, the curve isn't, it's not just a bunch of people who are going to do great. There's celebrities on it.
Those are, people that are writing those jokes are comedians.
Yeah, but it still means timing. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter if fucking Vinny or whatever from the Jersey Shore has people writing for him. He still doesn't know how to deliver a joke.
So he bombed.
Anthony?
Yeah, it was the weakest.
I put it this way: if I did that set, would I have bombed?
Yes.
But because it's him, he didn't bomb.
Yes.
Because he's more famous than me. Are you afraid of his fan? You're afraid of his fan base.
I am afraid of his fan base.
Anthony's really great.
Anthony has like an army.
Yeah,
he's like a king.
Yeah, I mean, look what they did to DeRosa, and they fucking buried him into the ground.
Yeah. Is he buried?
They marked all of his albums one star, and then they gave him all bad reviews on Amazon. So I guess they're accurate, but they're but they're loyal.
So what was one of the worst jokes Anthony did?
I think the one about DeRosa is like, if you need a knife to take the one DeRosa stabbed me in the back with.
Yeah, he had a like going on Soder. He's also, like, this guy's taking my place, this fake laugher or something. I can't remember.
Anthony's joke particularly didn't work about the knife because he was like, if anybody upstairs is eating, and it's like, what are you, cave, we're upstairs.
What does that mean?
It doesn't matter. Exactly. I don't know exactly. That's
it was probably written for him being downstairs at the creek.
Someone wrote him a joke and he didn't fucking assimilate it to his environment. That's great. Look, man.
What about Bonnie? Bonnie was there?
Bonnie did well, yeah.
Yeah, funny.
She might have had the second weakest.
Probably. Yeah. Why is that? Yeah.
She tried a gimmick where she roasted herself. She's like, I'm going to roast me before you guys get to it. And it's like, well, we want you to hit us.
Well, and also it was way too late in it to do that concept. She'd already was like an hour. It was a 2 hour and 45 minute roast.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because fucking Gomez is a moron.
And Vic,
why is it Gomez?
Because he fucking...
I'm not fighting you on that.
I think you're very funny. But like, it just kept adding people at the end.
Yeah.
Like one person, because DeRosa, look, the fact people are very excited about DeRosa being there because it was Anthony and DeRosa in the same room.
Why wouldn't he come?
He had a legitimate excuse. He had to do Better Call Saul.
First of all, let me just say this: I saw DeRosa. I didn't know it was him when I first came on. I was like, wow. And then I saw it was DeRosa. I was like, oh my god,
he can act.
He is fucking great. No, let's not get carried away. But he on Better Call Saul, dude, he's unbelievable. Yeah. Fucking great. Very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not because sometimes you see.
Is that why you didn't recognize him?
What's that?
Is that what?
I didn't know he was on the show. It's such a big show. And then
that's your friend. You couldn't recognize your own friend.
Well, they superimposed shoulders on him.
Yeah, he actually wore Don Johnson's suit from Miami Vice. Oof, thank God that one. I was trying to edit on the fly.
I was slipping into a coma. I came out of it.
So Bonnie did the second
worst.
Yeah.
And then
to be honest, I'd say Harris probably did the second worst.
Harris was on it?
Yeah.
They needed a black
Harris
guy.
Harris took my place.
He did three
did he?
Fucking of my. I'm like,
what was it?
I'm sure Harris, and I don't really know Harris, and I wrote for him. He did three of my. I don't know if he did someone else's or he did his own jokes, but it was just like, he left so much fucking good shit on the table. I was like, what are you thinking with this? Granted, he was really far
what
in.
What do you mean,
but
left good things on the table?
I mean, look, it's my own writing, so obviously I think it's fucking great.
Oh, you wrote for Harris?
Yeah. But I didn't use like two of my things.
That always happens.
Is that why you're mad? Because he didn't use your shit?
Yeah, partially, yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, it's funny because, I mean, these roasts, if you're on the dais, it's mind-bending how nervous you get.
I was terrified. I'm not going to lie to you.
You can't not be terrified because it's your peers. It's your peers, and it's being recorded. It's forever. It's mind-bending how fucking nervous you get.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why when I did Patrice's, I was like, you know what? Let me try this other thing.
Which but that was a different time, though, when you was not, you know, you
dude,
were
I had
still
a
young.
I had to rent a Square TV from Rent-A-Center.
Wow.
Like, that's how, like, I had to.
Man, you'll do anything not to write. I think that someone actually made that joke in the roast, probably.
What was it?
I can't, but I'm saying about in the 2003 roast.
Oh, in me, yeah. The best joke was, I think, Ben Bailey, because I was known for my extravagant websites.
Oh, I remember that joke.
And he said, what was the joke?
He said, Bobby will never amount to his website.
Act,
his act will never amount to his website, or something like that.
No, he said, Bob Kelly has the only comic that his websites are more famous than him.
Yeah, yeah.
Did Vecchione go on late, too?
Second.
What?
That was Metzger, really, then Vecchione.
I heard Vecchione did like an hour.
He did a long one. He wrote a ton.
Because if you go on second, then no one's burned all your material.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's such a bad place.
How's Metzger?
Killer. Right, yeah. Because I'm like a huge Metzger fan. He's like one of my favorites. And when I saw him, I was like, I just look at my notes. I'm like, I'm fucked. I just assume I'm going to bomb.
But when I saw him, I'm a big fan, too, but when I saw him at the Iron Sheik one, he's like more conversational. Yeah. So it's like not slamming like Vecchione.
This was slamming.
Yeah,
this
really?
Joke.
Wow.
Even in this, though, he had a bit of personality. I felt like Vecchione was just a joke machine where Kurt had a little bit more of
He talks to Jay more.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of Vecchione just comes out with a robot.
Also, in Bonnie's defense, too, by the way, of her set, really, because I saw her whole script. So, like, she must have been crossing stuff off by the time. I heard a lot of her jokes were gone by the time she got there.
Yeah, that sucks. Going up last on a roast blows.
That's
why I love when the roasts, they have a couple minutes. Yeah, you get a couple minutes. You don't get to stand up there for 20 minutes because you're going to blow through everybody's material.
Yeah.
Have a couple minutes. That way you have to cut the fat, choose the best ones.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You get a couple for each person, maybe, and then hit Jay and get the fuck out.
That was what you're supposed to do, but everybody ran
it. Yeah, but you can't. You got to tell them.
Right.
Next time, man.
Yeah.
They got light.
But you got to come with these original angles. Like I had one on Shafir that I was proud of. Because it was a new twist.
On what?
I said, Ari Shafir, you remind me of an organic protein powder because you're hard to stomach, and we only know about you because of Rogan.
That's a good joke.
That's a great joke.
I mean, because everyone's going to do Rogan jokes, but you got into it in a very great way.
A little weird way.
Yeah, that's a great joke.
Hey, thank you.
Shit. Holy shit.
Also, I said his face looks like Nazi propaganda.
That's his own joke. Shit. I saw Judd Apatow do that last night on Fallon.
Oh, I know. Did he really? I did it first.
He did that?
I've heard that. I mean, I'm not saying that it's...
Right.
That
it's just a throwaway.
I laughed too hard at that joke. What do we got in the chat room real quick?
Miles Atwood says his favorite joke at the roast was a joke about Harris where someone said, all of Harris's money is going back to Walmart
that
anyway.
That was the best joke. That was Jay's joke.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
He said it's above ground pool season.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Who wrote that
Big
joke?
Big Jay. I don't know who wrote it, but he said it.
Me and you know, I helped Jay with some stuff.
Is that your joke?
That was Fenoya's joke.
Is that your joke?
Whoa. No, but you can admit it.
No.
But the tag might have been. Okay. The tag wasn't there in the first place.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
But look, Jay's stuff was fucking fantastic.
Look, man. Look, we all help each other. Who gives? That's the way we do it. You know. I mean, back when I did it, we just wrote our own shit or rented a TV. it's fine. I think you helped me with some jokes.
I don't get the rent a TV thing. What do you mean by that? You rent a TV?
Because back then, was it 1999 or 2000? When was that?
2003.
Was it after September 11th?
Yeah. 12 years ago.
They didn't have plasma TVs yet. Plasma was like, to own a plasma, it was like $40 billion.
So why do you rent a TV?
Because I need, video.
Where the fuck am I going to play the video?
What video?
Oh, God. Hey, can we get you back in Australia?
Hold on, man. I'm serious. You have to play a video for what?
I made a video of... Patrice, like people who couldn't be on the roast, what they thought of Patrice.
Right.
So I just went up to a bunch of people and they were like, fuck him, piece of shit.
Oh, so you showed it on...
I showed it on the TV. And then there was the video camera that I used, I found out that Steve Byrne left his SNL audition tape on it. Doing all his characters. So I let that roll at the end.
Oh, that's great. I mean, how could you not? I mean, you had to try.
Well, I got shit for that.
I bet.
I mean, from, you know.
Steve Byrne?
Steve was Byrne. But it was him doing, God. He did MTV Girl, hey! Mm. And he sang Dunkershern. He did Julio Iglesias Jr.,
Enrique.
I can be your hero. Been in a mall.
Oh, wow.
So who gave you shit? Who gave you shit?
Oof. I think Burr was like, shut that off, dude. Like, please stop. You know what I mean? But it was It was pretty fucked up.
I don't know. I think it's pretty funny.
I think it's pretty funny. Look, I think it's funny now. And if you found a tape of me auditioning for SNL, which there was one, which there is one, me doing two originals and three characters.
What characters?
You'll never know. I'll tell you one of my originals. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Are you ready? This is fucking terrible.
Oh boy.
I feel sick right now. I'm not even kidding. I feel excited.
Kirstie Alley?
No. No, this is one of my originals. This is one of my two originals that I did. Her name was.
Can you let us laugh?
I know. It's terrible. I'm laughing not at it being funny, at it being how awful this is.
Oh, boy.
How fucking. And I just don't know how I would send this in to anybody. I mean, why I would. So her name was Helga Sockwater. And she talked like this. My name's Helga Sockwater from Chelsea, Massachusetts. I like the mullet fish over the kefalta.
Did they give you the bomb banana back then?
Boy, oh boy, that's not even Mad TV worthy.
Yeah, maybe you don't get it there, Mark. My name, you might like the gefilte, but I like the mullet. It's a good fish. It's a dirty, nasty fish. It's a nasty fish. You got to catch it with a bucket in the Hudson.
Do you understand why you didn't get a call back?
It is atrocious. But I go on with her for probably a minute and a half on video, which is a lifetime.
You wear a wig?
Oh, boy.
Huh? Do you wear a wig?
I believe I did. I believe I had a wig on. This tape exists.
Wow.
I shall not say what state it is in or where it is, because if this gets found, I'm finished. I think Leary would literally kick me off the show. Yeah. Leary would go, yeah, get that cocks. Fuck him. Yeah. He is an asshole. Sing the song.
You didn't travel much back then, so either Boston or New York.
It's not at SNL.
Woof.
Ooh.
Somebody has it. Somebody. It was terrible. Helga Sockwater from Chelsea, Massachusetts. Yeah.
You must really like that character.
Oh, I used to do it all the time. Anytime I could get a chance, I would do it.
Three times.
I would do it. I would do it all the time. I'd go on the show and I'd say, listen, get me, you have any mullet fish? It's the cousin of the kefalta.
That's not even a kind of fish.
I just made it up.
Oh, that's worse even.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's terrible.
Super stupid.
If I did the roast, that's what I would have done. Hello, my name's Helga Sockwater. This Jay's a pisser. He's a pisser.
Who'd you imitate? What people?
What?
Who'd you imitate?
That's as far as I'm going.
Okay.
I will not tell you any further. But I did, I'll tell you one.
All right.
Ready? I did Christopher Walken.
Oh, whoa. Original.
Wow. the crazy, the thing, you know. Yeah. SNL, it's, I don't know, the, you know, Lauren, he's a good guy.
That's good Walken.
Wow. I don't know, Mark, you know. That's sometimes, good. You know, the blacks, Sicilian.
Whoa, what? What happened at the end?
Anyways, what do we got in the chat?
Black Gospel says, the roast was dope, but there were two over-the-top girls screaming, ow, and woohoo, every fucking 5 seconds.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah, I remember them, too.
It was like Bonnie's cheering section, someone else
said.
Yeah,
it was
fucking
like
hate
girl
that.
Power bullshit.
Yeah, you know what? Don't hoot and holler. You laugh, and that's it.
Yeah.
You don't go woo over people's shit.
Right.
You laugh. Yeah. You don't fucking cheer.
And also, Bonnie's the last fucking girl in the entire world that would even want that.
She doesn't need
point. Never
she's,
want that.
No, she's one of the funniest people walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't need a fucking cheerleader section. Woo!
Right.
I hate that one at my show. If you're ever at a show and the lady in the whoever's going, woo! Mm. Right at the joke, and it fucks up your timing because she doesn't know that you kind of go ba 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 bum and then right into that, woo!
Exactly.
Over the second part of the. Oh,
yeah.
Fucking. I fucking hate it. And you know what it is? It's look at me. Laugh.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Yes.
It's a fucking look at us. Acknowledge us.
Right.
God, do I hate that shit.
I heard this kind of recent, too, that people didn't woo like maybe.
No, it's a look
ago.
At me. It's
no, but I'm saying, do people woo like
yeah,
in,
they've been doing
they've
it.
Woo
yeah,
for
you
as
ever
long
been to
as
Texas?
They woo a lot?
Yeah, woohoo! good job. You got funny. Yeehaw. Yeah. Fucking annoying. It's like a fucking rodeo.
You could have did that. That was better than your fucking Helga.
Like a sockfish.
I like Scopo's jokes are really funny, but you have to make sure.
Right. You have to triple check.
That's how unfunny Scopo is. Yeah, it has to go through, like, it has to be vetted.
Yeah.
You need a 4-minute. Oh, yeah, okay, that was good. What else you got?
Punisher theorizes Will didn't go to the roast because he didn't want to get roasted.
Oh, come
Ooh,
on.
True. I love that. I love jokes on me. You do?
He does. Yeah.
Why don't you put your phone down? I don't care what you're doing.
All right, Bobby, when you see what happens, you see what happens.
What the fuck does that mean? What were you doing? Is my kid sick? What the fuck? What does that mean? What? Oh, you're not talking now? Are you pointing fingers? What were you doing?
Bobby, as a surprise.
He's got to deliver for insomnia.
Who said that?
He did.
That
what me. Do you think said?
You got the handkerchief?
That's actually
you see it?
That's actually his. It has his initials embroidered on that one.
Give it to me.
What? Whoa. That was a good one.
Look, no one laughed.
All right, this is a tough show.
Give me the fucking, are taking it?
I guess so. Fucking Will's stuck his ashy finger at my way. All right, here we go. Anyways, so now did Kumia know he bombed?
He didn't give a shit. He was half in the bag.
Oh, was he?
He was having fun, yeah.
He had a good time?
There was booze and tacos on stage, so.
Yeah, say what you will about Kumia. That guy has a good fucking time.
Yeah.
He's a fun dude.
He really is. Have you ever been to his house?
I have.
I was just there. I remember I was making a drink, and I was like, I feel awkward, like, drinking this guy. Like, there was, like, a little bit left or something. I was like, I don't really want to touch that. And I went to go look for ice, and I was like, oh, all these cupboards are full of bottles of these bottles. Like,
right.
It's just a house full of booze. It's crazy. And his 11-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's not 11.
She looks it.
13.
Yeah.
Oh, but she's not 11. She's
no. She's 25. Is it
what's the name girl? Is it what's name
26. My girl and her have been like texting each other. Like,
wow. Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Is it Vinny's girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vinny's daughter.
Oh God, what the fuck are we saying?
Well, that's the common knowledge.
No, everybody knows that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's a secret. He's dating Vinny Brand's daughter.
Wow. Now that Jesus Christ, I think that was a secret.
I didn't say the last name.
Yeah, I didn't say the name at all.
No, I Vinny said Pescatelli. He's dating a brand of daughter named Vinny.
Too late.
What?
Oh, boy, you're going right back to Canuck.
Somebody's not opening at the Stress Factory after and before Vinny.
Inside joke.
Inside joke. Yeah, I wish I could have been there, man. I mean, just going to it would have been a fucking blast.
It was an event. Metzger's joke on Soder. He's like, Soder, you look like you fell asleep when you were 7 and woke up a giant boy. You got to find a Zoltar machine to get back to your real life.
He really does look like somebody had beans and found him.
Yeah, right.
The fucking giant flat face. He's getting worse, too, because now, when he was younger, he had, at least he was really thin.
Yeah.
But now he's getting that, I'm kind of... I have money to buy food body.
He's, that dad bod. He's yeah. getting that.
He's had that for years. Remember when we did shot that video for Marisa? He took off his shirt. I was so disappointed. I thought he was like a tough fucking dude.
Oh, he could be an Adonis.
Seen his clothes
if he tried.
Yeah. You see his clothes, his body's a hot mess.
I love that Louis is fucking with his body. You look like you're in a Bronx Dale.
I look good.
He looked at you when he said that.
That doesn't make sense. You're an idiot.
Well, you're dressed like you play dominoes for a living.
I wish. How can I get into that?
You got to do it yourself. Agent. You have to do it yourself. Don't depend on anybody. You want to be Domino King?
Voss was there.
Voss go up.
He introduced it. So, but we got to shit on because he was sitting on the dais. So it was fun having him there.
Because Metzger had to take off. So Voss is backstage and he's like, "Should I go sit on the dais?" And I was like, "Whatever,
yes,
sure,
do it."
You do a good impression. Can you do some more?
Thanks. No, that's it. That's all I had prepared.
And Jay's wife did a set.
Why? What?
Jay's current wife did a set.
Which current wife?
The wife with the daughter.
He's not divorced.
He's not divorced?
No.
He's separated.
Oh, he's separated.
Yeah.
So the Carla, one we all know.
Yeah,
I didn't know her.
She went up and trashed him.
Yeah, it must have been insane.
It was great.
It was.
Did she
write the jokes, or did somebody write?
No.
She couldn't have.
Yeah. She had them written.
They were good. Yeah, they were.
But she delivered them with hatred.
That's funny. When we did the cowhead roast, his wife came up and fucking smashed him too.
Oh, nice.
She was hilarious.
Yeah.
Really funny, and his co-host was funny too.
Because you got that real inside, you know, you're sick of this person. So you let it all out.
Yeah, it was good. But when we did our roast, it was very quick. Everybody did quick spots. It was nice. The Stangle brothers were there. Norton was there. Florentine was there. Mm. Yeah, the, yeah, I love Mike Calta. I love, you ever see Florentine's videos he does for YouTube? He doesn't look in the camera. He looks at himself on the screen. So it looks like he's blind. He's just like this, you know, forget about the baseball game. Fuck baseball. And he's like, the camera's over here.
That's funny. He was banging Robin Quivers, right?
Yeah.
He banged Robin a long time ago.
Who, Florentine?
Howard Stern's chick.
Oh, get out.
Florentine?
Really?
Yeah, publicly.
Wow. Yeah,
they fucked in public?
In public?
Nah, I don't think about that. I don't know about church.
No, but they liked each other. They went like on vacation together. And
they were an item.
They were an item. I mean, that's why I love, I love Florentine.
Yeah,
you know,
cool guy.
He'll fucking, if he likes you, fuck it, he'll bang you.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Right.
But yeah, they just did the whole thing, the history of Stern this last weekend,
because
Stern was on vacation.
Oh.
Stern's got real, his show's gotten fucking great.
Yeah.
Because if you listen this last weekend, when famous people used to come in, he was so hyped up and energetic, and he would just be going a mile a minute, and they didn't know how to keep up. They just didn't know how to keep up with him because he was just like, so what are you doing? You jerk off in the shower?
Yeah.
And he would just say these funny things and these outrageous things. And if you couldn't keep up, you got fucking buried by Stern. But now he's developed this. He's a lot slower, but he's still funny.
Right.
But he's asking really good questions and getting these famous people to open the fuck up.
Yeah. That's why I was never really much of a Stern guy, because I felt it was just too much Stern. Like, it was just all about him forever. That's why I was way more.
You kind of have to be that way, I guess, to get above everybody else.
Yeah.
But now that he's there, it's fucking great.
Have you ever seen the when he took over the Magic Johnson show?
Yeah,
no, they talked about that this weekend, though. I want to see
that. That's the most awkward.
I saw that live. I remember that live, actually.
Holy shit, is awkward.
Yeah.
Well, you know the story about that.
He was like, shit on Magic all the time.
No, he shit on him all the time, and they tried to get him on the show. The producer was a Stern fan.
Oh.
And they pitched, let's get Stern. And he says, the only way I'll go on is if this, and this happens.
Didn't Magic have to call on his show? I think that was the one.
Magic
deal.
Had to call up and ask to... for him to be on the show.
Oh, wow.
He had Magic a talk Johnson, show. You remember him?
Yeah. His TV show.
Dude, he had a talk show. He had a movie theater. He coached. He had a stake in the Lakers.
Yeah.
And he coached the Lakers.
He has a line of AIDS clinics.
Starbucks. Hey, I'm sorry. What did you say?
He has a line of AIDS clinics.
Okay.
I mean, it was fine if it wasn't for...
Nah, that was not fun.
Hold on.
Let him say it again. Go ahead. Say it again.
He has a line of AIDS clinics.
Yeah, AIDS isn't even around.
Give him the best. He does actually have a line of AIDS clinics. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, but say it as a fact, not a joke, you fucking bald, weird-toothed Toronto fag.
It's not one weird tooth. All of my teeth are weird.
I should have been on the roast.
Yeah, right.
I would have needed to be on the dais.
That's true.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing at
that.
That
was a legitimate... People wouldn't shake his hand on that show. There was problems where people wouldn't shake his hand.
Yeah, that's when AIDS was AIDS.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Back when AIDS was scary.
Uh-huh. I touched Magic once.
You did?
Yeah.
That's where? How you got it?
Yeah. Oh, I was washing my hands.
I wish he got it. Fucking shrink that fat ass.
I went to the Nets-Lakers game 4, and they got swept in the finals.
Uh-huh.
And they had like a party after, and everyone went down to like try to get closer to the floor, and he was walking past, and I touched him.
Ooh.
Why did you reach out and touch them?
Because he was giving like high fives to people, and he was like,
"Where did you touch him?"
I guess his hand. Yeah.
Oh, his thigh.
Yeah, I was picturing thigh.
trying to grab his AIDS dick.
This is before he announced the AIDS. Or after?
This is way after.
Way after.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been scary for the guys to play with him.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what the AIDS, how it spread really. And I mean, basketball, if there's a sweaty sport, it's basketball.
Right.
And you're bumping, grinding, mushing, and get cuts. I mean, it must have been. You're covering Magic. Fuck.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me? Come on.
Right.
Come on. I just got married.
Yeah.
Fuck. I just got jet skis.
Right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, that's why the Stern thing's so awkward, is because the whole time on, like, Stern is like, yeah, but you got AIDS the fun way. And he has to, like, he keeps saying he got it the fun way.
I remember he asked, do you have sex with your wife? Do you use condoms? He's like, yes, we use condoms. He's like, do you eat her out? Do you go down on her?
Wow. Yeah. Wait, all right, so what happened when he took over the show? Wait,
who are you?
What?
Where have you been? Lou, what's up, Lou?
Oh, Louie.
I was waiting until I have something to say.
No, what were you asking?
What happened when he took over the show? You didn't tell that story. Like, what happened when Stern took over the
show? We're talking about it right
now. We'll get to that part.
Okay, so whatever. They wanted him. Magic Johnson show was failing miserably. It was going to. But Magic didn't give a fuck. He had a million things going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he was just like, yeah. So they went in and they were like, he pitched it. And he was thought the higher ups, they were like, fuck you, no way. Mm-hmm. And he was like, can I just ask Magic? And they said, go ahead. He did. And he was like, yeah. He just was like, yeah, cool, I don't care. And he was like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. So they did this thing where Stern came on the Magic Johnson show, and it was supposed to give him ratings. It was supposed to be such a spectacle, either good or bad, that it would have drew attention to the show.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
And it did, but it did. They couldn't save that fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Right.
And, like, you know, the whole crowd were Stern fans, so everyone's just chanting for Howard. He took over the whole crowd. It's fucking awkward. Like, it's bad.
Wasn't there another girl on the show, too, that came on?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah, we gotta get that video, man. He talked about it this weekend, and they actually had a bunch of the producers on the show. But Stern back then, he did form an army.
Oh yeah,
he formed a fucking army, and if you listen now, he still at his level will have just regular callers call up, and he'll talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, he'll have a guy go, Howard, would you, the Ant-Man, and blah, and he'll be like, well, I liked Ant-Man. It's like he's talking to this guy.
Yeah.
That he doesn't need to talk to anymore.
Right.
He could just do a show, fucking only callers when they have a certain segment or people. He'll just go to the phone. And he'll, what's up, Gary, whatever. And he'll talk to some dude, and he'll, it's like weird. It's like he's still a part of, the fan base is part of the show.
Oh, totally.
It's you know what I mean?
Did you hear the thing with him and Ari, though?
I know that was amazing. I couldn't believe that. I was like, Ari has balls.
And Ari kind of.
Ari said on the show last week, he goes, I figured it out. All they have to do, when he called all the 10 people garbage people, he said, all I have to do is make $40,000 a year, and that's all I need. So he goes, that's what I need to survive. As long as I make that, and I figured out I can make that working the little least possible, so I'm fine. So that's all his goal is, to make $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
So he can say whatever he wants and be as honest as he possibly wants to be, because he does, his goal is $40,000
a year. That's so smart.
Ari does it right, man. Ari lives well. Like, but I just mean, like, he enjoys this. Like, he's enjoying his life.
Look, he is.
He's enjoying his life. He is who he is, but he also is apologetic when he's wrong. He's not just a fuck you.
Did you see the one arm thing?
Yeah.
The one arm lady? There was no apology there.
Yeah, well, but he admitted maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Hold on.
No, I don't think he did.
What happened with the arm?
He actually said, I'll tell you what happened. He actually said that I didn't think it was, you know, I filmed this 2 years ago when I was in a different spot. I didn't know they weren't going to edit that out.
Right.
He said I would edit it out if I knew. He kind of
even addressed it on the roast. He told Big J one of his jokes. He's just like, lay off the handicap stuff. You know, he's like, he kind of addressed that. I was like, yeah, I fucked up, you know.
Oh,
he,
really?
He didn't go like the Howard
thing. What's the
one-off
thing?
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right, so he made fun of a girl. He made fun of, in his act, a fat chick with one arm that smelled and was annoying. And she existed. And she actually
mentioned
by name, which is a fuck up.
Yeah.
He could have just done the joke. And, you know, I mean, there's so many fat chicks with one arm who are annoying that tell jokes. There's a few of them. There's one in Iceland. And there's one in Turkey. And there's one in LA.
Louis was opening for her. Oh,
but, but he mentioned her by name, and but he did it on his own hour special that he produced that he put on his website. Cut to 2 years later, Comedy Central is looking for content. They're Ari's fans now. They're looking for, you know, and they take his special, they buy it. And they don't edit out the chick's name. Meanwhile, they'll edit out fucking shit.
Right, right.
But they won't edit out the chick's name. She made a video, basically, you know, put on, you know, I support gay rights. And, yuck. You know.
Brought up her sister was raped, which had nothing to do with the situation.
Her sister was raped, which had nothing. And look, I mean, I get what, look, it hurt her feelings. And she was trying to put it out there like, hey, you fucking killed me. And I think she was trying to kill him too, which, you know, I don't believe in that. I just call Ari up and go, edit, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know, or next time I confront them. But she put up a video that got a lot of fucking views.
She
a
went
lot.
On Ellen.
She went she on did? Ellen?
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, really? She got on Ellen. Oh, I mean, it's the PC world. It's the pity party. Everybody loves that shit. Fat chick, that's a... It's a gold mine.
I get made fun of all the time. You're a fat dude.
Well, you're a dude.
There's a new term they use now for that. It's called body terrorism now. I just read an article last night.
No way.
They refer to it as body body terrorism.
I agree with it.
That's what I can't stand.
I don't
about
think
this
they should
shit.
Be done. Well, you know what, Mark? Somebody with a 32-inch waist might not get it.
Nah, I was a fat kid.
You have
but
thin privilege.
Here's my thing with the body privilege or the body terrorism. When girls are fat and unattractive and they're going out for milk in their pajamas at 4 in the morning and you catch them, they're like, hey, I'm more than that. I'm a woman. I have talents and I'm beautiful. But then when they're on the red carpet, they look great. They're like, yeah, look at my body. I don't get it. It's You can't have it both ways.
It was the same thing with Caitlyn
Jenner.
Hold on,
you're working on a bit?
No, I'm just saying.
What if
I'm
it was?
Angry.
What if it was? Who cares?
You think there's anything there?
How would he know?
Oh man, that was a six combo there.
Well, it's like with Caitlyn Jenner. It's like you're not supposed to, like, you know, it doesn't matter if a woman's beautiful. That's what not what you should be focusing on, whatever. And then we have the situation with Caitlyn Jenner, and everything's just, oh, she's so beautiful. Like,
exactly.
How beautiful she is.
Exactly.
It's like, well, we don't mention we're beautiful until we're not supposed to be beautiful. Then make sure we mention
right.
how beautiful we are all the time.
Don't judge by my looks. Except when I look good.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I see looks aren't important, but then they spend 6 hours on their hair, their makeup. It's like, I thought they weren't important. And then every girl on Facebook, when they post a picture, you're rubbing off of me. it's like, you're gorgeous. Every girl writes, you're gorgeous, you're hot, you're amazing, you're sexy, hottie. It's like, well, are looks important or are they not important?
And if a guy posted, you were sexy underneath, it would, you know.
And then five girls will post a picture of, what's the fat guy in Jersey, the politician?
Chris Christie.
They post fat.
I thought it was a joke about me. I'm in Georgia this weekend.
Yeah, Chris Christie's in an ill-fitting baseball uniform. Look at this fat idiot. Yeah. Oh, wait, I thought, what about fat shaving? What about body terrorism? You know, so, sexist. It's all sexist.
And also, anorexia is completely, like, okay to just openly mock. It's the same health problem.
Right, you know what I mean?
It's the same. People who are too skinny have the same problems as people who are too fat. We're just both worried about their health. Bobby, what we're trying to say is...
This is social commentary with Norman and Mayhew.
Yeah.
Look, having people make fun of you because you're fat, you know, it does suck sometimes the way they say it. I just don't like when they say I'm going to die or something. I don't like when they compare me to Patrice or they have to bring his name. You know, just leave that shit alone.
Right.
My friend, he had diabetes. I don't. He had a stroke. He had high blood pressure. I don't. I get it. I got to lose weight. Abso-fucking-lutely. Or I will. You know what I mean? Maybe. But I just don't like when they bring... Just leave him the fuck out of me.
Right.
You know, it's a sick thing when they... Dude, you're going to be like Patrice. Or they say even meaner shit than
that.
And it's like, are you real? I just don't get how you can type that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't understand that.
But there is like something where they are coming at you, as stupid as that is, to do like, hey, your dead friend, you're going to be like him. You know, but there is like a concern. People love you,
now,
Bobby.
Yeah, but don't bring him up. You don't need to bring him up.
I agree with that.
You don't need, there's no need to bring him up. And it's a very dicky thing to do.
Sure.
It doesn't matter the intent. Yeah. You're being a fucking moron. So I can understand that there's certain things that people, you know, get mad at, you know. And I mean, look, if somebody mentioned me in a special and called me a fat, you know, a fat, small, small dicked, fucking smelly, annoying idiot, I might be like, wow, that fucking stinks.
So yeah. I should cut that from my hour.
Huh?
You no one's giving you a special.
Yeah. Yeah, no one's going to see it. You leave it right in there. Actually, call my mom a cunt, too. Call my kid a fag. I don't care. No one's going to see that shit. Yeah, but everything's taken out of context. Look, man, shit hurts. I'm not going to. You can't. Sure. You cannot say that it. I don't read it or it doesn't bother me. All right, good for you. Then you're a superhero. It hurts. Some of the shit hurts. But, you know, it gets. You grow a thicker and thicker skin as this social media goes on. And, you know, I think Ari knew he fucked up. I think, right. You know, I don't think. I think at the time where he was, fuck it. Fat bitch, one arm, blah, 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 whatever. But I think later when he went on Comedy Central, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to go on Ellen. You know what I mean? It's not going. I mean, if Ellen is the motherfucker, she got on, he didn't.
Yeah.
So,
but she had to have heard that bit though before. There's no way she never heard it.
She was using him too.
Yeah, I mean,
was,
like he has to work that bit out. So
also, by the way,
at the comedy store together, she has to fucking. He has to. She
and
has
he
to
never does
it.
Actually make fun of her for only having one arm. He literally says in the bit, he goes, "She has one arm, which has nothing." Like he actually points out. That has nothing to do with the bit at all. It's not
it
making
detail,
fun of her handicap.
It was a detail about somebody.
Sure.
That's like saying, you know, he has a hair lip, but that has nothing to do with it. You're still making fun of the hair lip.
Sure, you are, yeah.
So
sure.
It's still, you know, a little fucking weird. But but the thing is that he doesn't give a fuck. Yeah. That's one thing I love about Ari is that he will say he's decided, you know, this is what I'm going to do. You know, and if that's what you do, great. But that does, you know, does it comes with consequences, man. It does. And if you really don't care, why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, I used to do a bit of, there's this girl I went to high school with who has this disease called menorrhagia where you just have your period forever. It just never stops. Right? Yeah, I know.
It's called, is that real? Is that called cunt disease?
No, it's called menorrhagia. But anyway.
The timing had to be so right on that one. You know what I mean? Like if you waited just to say, it wouldn't have been fine, but it was good.
Thank
good
you.
Stuff. It's wrong what they say about Canada.
so I used to, and the thing was like, early on, when I did this bit, I would say her name in it because the name got a laugh, and it was at that point in comedy where
was
anything.
Her name, Al? Well,
good.
Can I have
perfect.
That? Let's bring it back to the U.S.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh man!
This
oh
is like
man!
An embassy, this bandana. But I used to use her name in it all the time. I dated her twin sister.
Why does
by
it
the
smell
way,
like
too.
A dead tooth?
you know what, Bobby? That hurts. And
it's
tooth shaming.
Tooth shaming.
Dental terrorism.
Dental terrorism.
Dental terrorism. It's the only thing I have over you.
That's just what we call it.
I may be fat and mushy, but I have great teeth.
Yeah. This is the best I've ever done with my jeans, by the way. I used to be a fat guy. You know this.
I know you did. Yeah.
You
used to be
fat?
Me.
I used to be 280 pounds. Yeah,
280?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. You got pictures?
Yep. Yeah. Hold
ooh.
On.
No, not now. Okay, let's do this fucking girls. You got pictures of when you look at me. This is before and after. What the fuck?
And
it's
going
to suck each other off in the bathroom after
because
the show.
You're wearing your picture.
That hurt, man. How does skin feel?
It's cocoa
soft,
butter smooth.
Right? It's so weird, right?
Yeah. Feels like a duck's back.
So go ahead, finish.
But
your,
I used to use a name in this
long
bit.
Canadian thought.
I used to, well, I mean, if we didn't just keep interrupting with tooth jokes, but
God forbid we were funny during this.
Yeah. Come on, Snagglepuss, let's go.
Hurry up, CNN.
Snaggletooth, idiot. But anyways.
Snaggletooth.
Name calling.
Sorry.
Come on,
hey,
guys.
Hey, somebody's name directing calling. Somebody in a mean way. Come on, fucking chopper.
I didn't. Her sister messaged me and was like,
can you open up a can for me? Give me
I don't
can.
Think you need it.
Oh, this is getting stupid. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyways, this is stupid now. But her sister messaged me and was like, hey, I heard you have a joke about my sister. I was like, oh, yeah, that's mean. And I came to the point with the joke now. I don't need to say her sister's name.
Right.
The joke's good enough without it. But it was just that point where I was like, it was early, and any laugh you got, you needed.
Sure.
What's her name?
I'm not going to.
No, don't say her. No.
I'm not going to say her name. But I also...
Good for you, Louie. Good for you.
I assumed he was joking.
And also, but here's the thing. I always, my justification for it was that if I use a fake name... People are always like, well, why not just use a fake name? But I was like, well, if I use a fake name, that's just someone else's name. It doesn't make any better. Now a person whose pussy isn't bleeding forever just has
that
attached to them.
You can make up a name like, you know, Snatch
McFarley.
Yeah, something.
Snatch McFarley?
That seems more Mark Normandy than...
Bloody Mary.
I don't think either of those two liked it. I feel like you just both felt the need.
Waterfall Red.
Wow. Hang on one second.
Waterfall Red.
I'm so glad that we're ending the show on your bomb. You've been gone for a long time. Here you go, Waterfall Red.
That sounds like a fucking grape drink.
Wow. What the fuck, dude? All you have to do is keep your mouth shut for fucking 10 more seconds.
I'm proud of that line. Just because it's racial and you guys have all that guilt, don't put it on me.
All right, let's go to the chat room real quick.
Andrew Jackson says, if Patrice's name is not brought up with love, then shut your mouth, you cunts.
There you go.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
At this point, let it fucking go.
His A says, you bald, weird tooth Toronto fag. Jesus, Bobby.
Well,
kind of an old reference. I mean, not a lot of recent stuff.
This is his.
He reads it out of the regular chat and picks out what he thinks is funny.
Or relevant, or just...
And sometimes he fucks up. That's why it's called the Deepu chat.
Uh-huh.
I like the way he does this. Read the next one.
Andrew Jackson says, Will's laughter scares me.
See, I like the way he introduces it. It makes me happy. Go ahead.
Miles Atwood follows up with, sounds like the bathtub lady in The Shining.
I like a lot of these names are reoccurring.
Yeah.
There's four guys
in
this thing.
Five characters.
President
two people
Andrew
in a basement.
Yeah. The only one. Go to the regular chat.
They're
read
the same
top
room.
One.
They're just chatting.
Yeah. They're chatting with each other.
They're in the back of the store.
This is the Bobby chat. Read the most recent.
Axiom says, Snatch McBleed a lot.
There you go. That was good.
Bobby chat's good. Always better. Go ahead. What else you got, Bobby chat?
Tudor Paul says, is Deepu immune to the bomb dana when reading these?
You know what? No.
Good point.
You know what? If they bomb, it's on you from now on.
Yeah, you pick it.
Go ahead.
Aaron Rush says, can we ban the Deepu chat?
Hey, all right, Aaron.
They're really turning on me.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to wrap this up. You guys in the chat room, thanks for hanging out there and making that shit active. And,
yeah, they were great today.
You guys are awesome in there, man. I really appreciate it. Spread the word. Watch Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll every Thursday. If you listen to this podcast live, if you listen to it from iTunes or Riotcast, or if you watch it on our amazing YouTube channel,
yep,
you need to watch Thursday nights, FX, TiVo it, watch it live, record whatever you have to do. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, 10 o'clock Thursday nights. FX for the next 9 weeks. Just fucking record the series. Go do it right the fuck now, right when you get home. Tell them about the chat. The actual channel.
We made a new trailer that explains how to watch live shows. What you do is you go to the latest episode we put out Sunday nights, and there'll be a link there with a date and time, and that's how you know when our live shows are and where they are.
So make sure you go to the YouTube channel and check that out. Yep. If you listen to this audio on your iPhone, just when you get home and get a chance, or even on your app, YouTube app, go there and go to the You Know What Dude channel,
yep,
and watch the video, and it tells you everything. It's a pretty amazing thing. And the subscriptions, make sure you subscribe and review. What are you doing?
I'm making your hand.
You can't make, because my hand is actually a regular size hand. Your hand, what? Your hand looks like it came out of a crypt.
You need work that hand, bad, huh? You need work that
bad. I thought it was an accurate description.
I liked it. The word crypt is funny. Yeah. It's got the crypt. The word crypt. Louis, I hope you, whatever you got going on right now, I hope that you just keep going. I think this is a freeing time for you. Sometimes when you just take all the shit off the table and you got a clean slate, it's just easier to get along because your expectations aren't on other people. They're on yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I'm sure you'll wind up with managers and agents again and be bitching again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I just want to let you know that my manager's probably the best thing that's ever happened in my life.
Wow.
So
not the child.
Someday you'll have that, maybe. Maybe maybe not.
I'm going to go back.
No, the child. Yeah, it's all right. No, yeah. No, but you're, I'm telling you, man, you're doing what you think is right.
Thanks.
In your instincts. You're using your creative instincts to be happy. I always say this. If you want to be successful in this business as a comic, go be happy.
Yes.
Try to be happy first. True. If you can be happy first, everything else kind of opens up.
How you be happy if you trying to pay bills?
You got
to
get a manager and an agent that work hard for you.
No. Good luck. If it all fails, you can sell diamonds.
Yeah. Someone in chat says you always have B&H to fall back on, too.
What?
That's another
B&H photo.
Handkerchief. Handkerchief. I laughed how bad it was knowing that this dummy's getting the bandana for the first time. There you go.
Now well deserved. Right?
Everything in the chat's going to suck now just to keep the bandana over on this fucking.
Right.
This, what are you again? all right. So, what do you got coming up? Nothing. Wow. Will. No.
I'll be. This is out right now.
This is Monday.
All right,
Monday.
So,
and it's live
it
right now.
Monday?
It's coming out Monday, but we're live right now. How many people
well, for the
chat?
People that are listening live, I'll be with Al Madrigal on Saturday in Baltimore at the Ram's Head Theater. And then after that, I'm in town. Check out my dates for shows in town in
What's
New York.
What's your website?
LouisKatzComedy.com. LouisKatz. Oh, and I've started my own podcast. It's called Louis Katz Podcast. And you should listen to that, too.
Did your agent pick that name?
Woo, doggy.
Louis, I'm a big fan.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
and
funny guy.
And I think you're hilarious, you're funny, and you're one of the most interesting cats I know.
Oh, thanks. Just not today in this 2 hours.
Second only to Barry Katz.
I thought you were great today. What's wrong with you?
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, it was the first half hour, 45 minutes was on you.
Yeah, the first 5/8.
Hey. Jesus Christ. Will, what do you got?
Good save.
It's tonight, being
besides
as it's
fucking chocolatey skin.
Tonight.
God, you look good.
Tonight, I'm at.
Looks good. He looks like he just came out of the diamond mines.
Back to back diamond jokes.
It actually looks like he chopped off the kid's arm who had the diamond. All right.
Tonight, I'm at Salsa Con Fuego.
Oh, God.
Up in the Bronx. Where the right, people are fresh.
So everybody in my podcast chat, don't go. Whatever you do.
Also, I'll be. Oh, my film festival coming up.
What's
next month?
What's
NBC Short Films. This is our 10th anniversary. I've been doing it for 10 years. NBC has been sponsoring since day one, since I launched this festival.
Well, I hope this film has subtitles.
It's a film festival that I produce, asshole.
Ah, okay.
A bunch of people submit their films, and then we select them and put on the show.
So NBC gives you the money for it.
Yeah, they help me produce it. Fucking, co-produce
it
with me.
Great fucking tax write-off for that fucking
company. The semifinals are in New York in August, the third week in August. I can't remember the date. Also, my app is coming out. I still can't say the name.
You can't say it, or you want me to read it and say it?
No, he means he really wants to say
it. But hopefully in 2 weeks' time, I'll be talking about the app.
Okay, great.
All right.
Do you need help with that? All right.
I like that you look down to see if you already had the bandana. Uh-huh.
No, Norman, what do you have?
Hey, I got some stuff coming up.
Besides an annoying voice.
I'm on the road a bunch on the West Coast. San Francisco Punchline, Sacramento Punchline, nice. Tacoma Comedy Club, Stand Up Scottsdale. And check out my podcast, Tuesdays with Stories, with The Truth, Joe List.
Oh, yeah, I love that show.
Oh, thanks. And follow me on Twitter, at Mark Norm.
Awesome, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
I'm Rob Loves Arguing on Twitter, and that's also the name of my podcast, which I just started like 3 weeks ago,
yeah.
Which is going lovely. That's so, great. And I'm at Comedy Bar on July 31st.
Your podcast takes place
back in Canada. Yeah, yeah.
You have
yeah.
any shows in New York?
No, not yet. I'm just I'm slowly getting here.
I'm actually going back up to Toronto to do that.
I know.
JFL
42.
Yeah, is that fun?
Yeah, it's the best. I think it's like the most properly run comedy festival in the world. They do it like it's so succinct and tight. It's not as quite as fun as Montreal. Like I'm going
Where
to Montreal
am I
gonna
do
tomorrow.
My show?
Probably Comedy Bar.
That's a great room.
I love the room.
Fucking amazing. Comedy Bar is my favorite.
What's the other
place
room I do over the weed place?
Underground Comedy Club.
Yeah, I always have to cut my set short there because last time I was there, it was packed. It was sold out.
Yeah.
And I was like around 30 minutes in, I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah. Contact
I was,
high.
Well, I just started seeing weird shit. I just started. I was like, yeah.
No, that's what the crowd looks like there.
All
right.
Can I have that? Let's give it. Oh, Canada.
I was so worried I was going to have it.
All right. That's good, man. Well, thanks. Welcome to New York, first of all.
Thanks.
And thanks for coming on the show. What do you got?
Want to go him first, and I'll do your dates?
Oh, yeah. Go to Deepu. What do you got, Deepu?
July 31st, I'll be in Union City, New Jersey, doing comedy at Explore Hotel and Hostel.
Woo! That's nice.
That should be fun. Like Lewis would say, I really want to do good numbers there. And August 9th, I'll be at Freddy's Bar in Park Slope, so you can check that
out.
There
you go. Fucking yeah. Look who's getting some shows, man.
Working it.
Good for you,
dude. I didn't know we could just announce shows like that. I got a ton of shows then.
Well, yeah. Do you have a show you want to announce?
No, I'm just fucking around.
You're going to be at the Village Lantern.
Underground. That's underground.
What do you got, Scopo, besides a big juicy ass?
That's basically all I got going for me. I got July 31st and August 1st at Uncle Vinny's.
Oh, Staten Island.
Point Pleasant.
Oh, different
New Jersey.
Uncle Vinny's.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what else?
That's it.
All right, man. What do I got? All right, well, let's do this. Go to my website, buy my DVD, $5, live at the Village Underground, or you can go to iTunes now. We just released it, the audio version on iTunes. It was up on the top whatever last week when it aired, and it's right up on the front. I don't know if it's still there, but go buy it. Buy a couple songs off it, whatever you're going to do. Just buy the whole album. It's $9, the audio version on iTunes. And have it just on your iPhone or Samsung, whatever the fuck you got. And also, Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, Thursday nights at 10 o'clock on FX. I just want to let you know, thank you, everybody who listens to the show, for watching the show. The numbers were fucking great.
That's awesome.
That was a scary fuck, you know, that's scary when, you know, you put a show out and you're like, oh, God, the numbers are coming in. Unbelievable. And the DVR numbers were huge. So Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll live numbers that night were huge. The DVR numbers, the 3-day numbers, we still haven't got, we gotta wait. They usually wait 7 days, but they're fucking off the charts. So you guys are amazing. Thank you for watching the show. Watch the next 9. I swear to God, they get better and better and better. And my part gets, I do more and more and more every episode. So you fans of mine, but the whole cast is amazing, so just check it out. What do I got for dates?
If you're listening live in New Jersey, Bobby will be at Springfield, New Jersey, the Comedy Cove this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
One show Friday, two shows Saturday, Comedy Cove, Springfield, New Jersey.
Zanies, Nashville, July 30th and 31st, you're going down there, and August 1st, I'm sorry. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday,
that's
1, Friday 2, Saturday 2.
Then
that's in Nashville, Tennessee. Zanies, correct?
That's correct.
And I haven't been there in a long time, and I don't know how I'm going to do down there. So do me a favor, if you're from there and you're going, spread the word, man. Really try to pack up that Friday night. Saturday night, a lot of people come, but Friday night, first show, second show, let's pack this fucker out. So if you're going, get your friends. Let's get it together. Spread the word for me down there.
Long Island, you're at Governor's in Bohemia on August 7th, and then in Belmore, August 8th.
I love it.
And then August 20th, 21st, 22nd, you're in Utah, Salt Lake City at the 50 West Club.
Can't wait to play that. So, all right, great. And tomorrow night, I'm going to be at the, I think around 7 o'clock, I'm going to be at the house, B.B. King's, doing a show with a bunch of other comics. So if you want to come down and check it out, B.B. King's tomorrow night, Wednesday night.
What time?
Around, I think it's 7 o'clock.
I'm coming.
That's a cool room.
It's a great room, and we're doing it.
I just saw a Tom Petty cover band there last week.
Ooh, I saw Stanhope there.
Wow.
That's better.
That's way better.
Yeah.
Tom Petty cover band.
What are they called?
I didn't have any. Petty Rumors. It was also Stevie Nicks cover
Petty
band.
Petty Rumors?
Yeah.
Canadian.
I hope he gets stuck in Canada.
I hope he gets stuck in a doorway. Oh, come on. That was.
He still has it.
Oh, you still have it on your shoulder. All right. I'll see you guys later. Thanks for coming on, you guys. Thanks for listening to you guys. You guys are the best fans of the world. You know what, dude?
listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free. And they are all free.